You know what?
Get mad, you son of a bitch! Get mad!
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Attention.
Do I have your attention?
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
How fucked up you are!
Do you make an effort to be obnoxious, or is it a gift?
No, but it's just the beginning, Phil. What are you talking about? Silly Phil. You know, I'm actually in the middle of reading his book, Not Dead Yet, and it's fucking incredible. I don't get the hate. I don't get the Phil Collins hate. Joining us live, this is the Cousin Joe Show, by the way.
My favorite Phil Collins songs was the one he did with Bone Thugs.
I don't believe that happened.
Yes, they did. Oh, okay.
I don't want to believe it.
Keep introing it. I'll send it to you.
More like radio.com/live or Cousin Joe Show on Skype. Joining us is the illustrious Royce Lopez.
Illustrious.
I wouldn't say handsome, but okay.
I didn't either.
Okay.
I just don't know what that word means.
In the chat room is the video he did with Bone Thugs and Harmony, if you want to just check that out, homie.
I think you owe it to the listeners.
That's an album called No Jacket Required, and there's no Bone Thugs and Harmony on that. It's a picture?
No, link. Not the picture, the link. Underneath.
That's a picture from American Psycho.
Someone else.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about this. This was a few albums ago for them. Yeah. I'm stuck in a struggle. Dude, have you ever seen Bone Thugs and Harmony live?
No.
You haven't? I know you're a big hip-hop fan, Joe.
I just don't go to those neighborhoods.
You know, I
do like Bone Thugs. As a kid, I'm embarrassing at this point.
It is.
Still, like, I love them.
I saw them I saw them at B.B. King's a couple times, and I saw them at Nassau Coliseum back in the summer of 96, the back-to-school jam. It was like them, Keith Sweat, SWV, Nas, the Fugees. It was like a whole big...
Keith Sweat? There must have been so many wet panties.
Dude, my panties were dripping. Are you serious? That show is fucking gangster, like absolutely crazy. And Bone Thugs, this is like the year that Crossroads came out and that whole East 1999 album came out.
Crossroads is a big deal. I don't know what that is.
Crossroads was their biggest song. Yeah, that was their hit.
Okay. We're thinking of Okeechobee Music Fest this year in lieu of Bonnaroo because it's the same people that run it.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Bonnaroo shirt. It's finally cold enough for me to wear my long-sleeve Bonnaroo shirt. Go ahead, Royce.
By the way, can I say that we have been getting so much use out of your blanket that you bought? Because, you know, you left it here. It was too expensive to ship. So
yeah, I got it for like $20 from some Indian lady. I told
that is the best $20 blanket that we've ever had. We use it almost
Indians make it. The dot Indians. I mean the feathers. Feathers. Not the
feather,
dot.
Not dot.
Oh, yeah. Great. Now I have smallpox. You should have told me.
Well, they make some warm blankets for $20. So you use it again?
Well, we've been using the blanket like to, you know, warm up.
Listen
to
this. Good for you.
Do you guys have sex in my blanket yet?
I mean, around it. I don't know if on it. Wow. Well, maybe on it. No, probably on it, yeah.
Can you send it to me now?
I mean, if you want.
Okay.
You can smell my dick, though. It'll be easier.
Oh, all right. I'm going to have to buy a plane ticket.
It's this whole thing.
You need a plane ticket for the blanket? Is it that sentimental
to
you?
It's like,
oh, my penis.
The smell of Royce's dick needs its own plane ticket.
Can I tell you that what's-his-face's family, the dead lead singer of Sublime, mm-hmm. must be needing a lot of money because, you know, she owns the name. His wife owns the name, the Sublime name. So that's why Sublime is touring with, you know, Sublime with Rome, that other fat dude. And I bought today a Bic lighter. Well, by bought, I mean I put in my pocket today a Bic lighter that says Sublime on it, a Sublime Bic lighter. That's right, 2016, I just bought one.
Well, yeah, no, I remember those. I haven't seen those in a while where I guess like the merchant just prints out a sticker that fits over a Bic lighter and just...
No, sir.
Wait, you saw it at a gas station or something?
This is a legit lighter that it was licensed by whoever owns the name Sublime now to Bic, and they're selling them for monies.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's way too late to be capitalizing on that name like that.
And anybody who buys lighters will agree that... Bic lighters are more expensive, but have you ever tried using the cheap ones?
Yeah, the dollar store ones.
Oh, my God. Worst. First off, if you're smoking anything but a cigarette...
Thumb is ground down within 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You rub fingerprint off.
Yes.
You know what's even worse is when somebody's got those little click ones. Like, all you can get are the ones where it's like you have to press down with your thumb and get it to click
on. If
there's
the slightest breeze...
Nothing.
If you talk while you're trying to light it, it's not going
to
happen.
Exactly. Hold it to your side, talk forward, and try to light it, and it still won't go because there's air around it.
Exactly. When you're using it to smoke anything, but it's like a bowl of weed, for example, when it doesn't go off and you have it near the bowl, all you do is spray propane or butane on your weed.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck!
And anytime you refill them, you get nitrogen burns on your hands. Anytime you refill it, you ever have the butane cans?
No, not upside down.
The liquid... always comes
out. The disposable ones?
There's no other way to know. No, the refillables, but there's no other way to know if it's filled unless it comes out and burns your hand.
Exactly. Right. Dude, I just went through this because I have one of those lighters, those butane lighters, and I went to refill it, and same thing happened. Like, there's no gauge.
No.
Until it sprays on your hands.
That's when you know it's full.
And it feels like you stuck your hand in like nitrous oxide. Like, it freezes. Nitric glycerin burns.
Or whatever. Yeah. Whatever that Terminator 2 Richard
liquid nitrogen.
Patrick's, that thing.
Yeah, Richard Patrick's liquid nitrogen.
Liquid nitrogen.
Not fucking Robert Patrick, Richard Patrick.
Fucking scientist on this show. God, smoke.
Oh, you have a cold. All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Can Royce get some drugs, please?
Okay, I feel better.
Some penicillin.
Can I? No, not penicillin.
The drugs is what actually made me cough. Oh, God.
Still trying to figure
seriously,
out.
Seriously, folks, I have a question for you guys and everybody listening, because this is
go ahead, please.
How do people get through life sober? Like,
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not. Everyone has different vices. Don't get me wrong.
No, but I just went back on. I was telling you before the show. I just went back on the legal drugs.
Yep.
Just because it's better. What's that? More serotonin? I'll take it. Why not?
That's good. You know what I take too for more serotonin? 5-HTP. That stuff is great.
Does that work well? I've never tried it.
I thought it was a scam. It is not a scam.
You're not supposed to take it with, like.
You can't take it with an SSRI.
Yeah. You're not supposed to.
No, it's in lieu of, right.
Yeah. You're not supposed to take it with an SSRI, but fuck that. I take Lexapro and I go,
take Lexapro and snort my fucking 5-HTP.
Well, the problem is if you take Lexapro and that 5-HTP stuff.
You can get serotonin syndrome.
Yeah, but that is like so rare. Like,
a lot of times I've had that.
Nah, you just were really bored.
I'm just really dull. Yeah. Gotcha.
Serotonin syndrome will fuck you up, though.
Well, yeah, and there's no going back, apparently, from what I hear.
Yeah. But whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. YOLO, I read on a t-shirt once. So.
Yeah, and we're spoiled here in America. These are fucking problems.
Yeah, we have to worry about too much serotonin, not enough serotonin, how to control serotonin. And fucking in Syria right now, they're worried about, you know, not getting blown up while there's serotonin pulsing through their fucking brains. But their first priority is to run away from the fucking bombs.
Oh, excuse me. They have adrenaline running through their body, so, you know.
By the way, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm seeing something very controversial, and I'm sorry I'm doing it on your show. No, I'm seeing something very controversial.
This really isn't the show for that, but go ahead.
I'm going to say something very controversial.
Okay.
I don't really like what's going on in Syria, guys. I think it's bad.
That's me, bro.
I know not a lot of people agree.
I thought it was over.
But that's me, bro.
Yeah,
it's over. They've been fighting for 5,000 years, and today's the day they decided
to stop. But it ended the other day.
Oh, yeah. I was misinformed.
Just the other day, they decided to drop a multi-millennial fucking war. Randomly.
Every time they say there's a ceasefire, I laugh my ass off, because then 2 days later, it's like, ceasefire over.
But all I can think about is that hilarious, the first Documentary Now episode you showed me, Royce, where what's his name is showing the Syrian refugees how to play N64, and he just goes, "What time does this end?" When he's looking out the window, the fucking bombs, because it's louder than his instructions to play Mario Kart.
My favorite episode, Bryce, was that when they make fun of fucking Vice.
Yeah,
but they really are a bunch of arrogant hipsters, aren't they?
I know, but from what I heard, they enjoyed that. They enjoyed the Documentary Now. And
oh, yeah, of course they do. Yeah, I mean, be honest. If somebody made a spoof of the Cousin Joe show, you would fucking love it.
I would thank them for the publicity, yeah.
I already know who's going to play you, Jay Baruchel, so we already have a guy.
And then older Joe is going to be played by Kevin Corrigan. So it's going to be like a weird transformation.
We need a guy that does voices to play Dave, so we'll have Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Likeness adds up.
That would be hilarious.
We'll hit him with a big powder puff like they used to in the 30s, like, makeup! And he'll, like, look white as me because I'm, like, powder white. But I can't do helicopter sounds, so.
It would be just completely wrong. It'd be like, so what do you think about it, Dave?
Look at me, I'm a helicopter.
That's not what Dave does.
I know.
Don't you tell me what I do, Joe.
Oh, sorry. Make a note of that.
Made helicopter sounds. I make them every day in the bathroom when I'm taking a dump. First thing in the morning, it's like, oh, here it comes, the drop-off point.
I can just imagine Jay Baruchel waking up as Cousin Joe, just in a fucking pile of Bud Light Platinum cans.
Bottles.
He would stand up and look at the director.
He'd look at the director, you hear the clanging.
The first day waking up in interior Joe's bedroom, Jay Baruchel wakes up and he's like, I don't know if anybody actually wakes up with this many Limerita bottles or cans all around them. Like, this doesn't seem real. And there's Joe in the background looking like Nick Nolte in Tropic Thunder being like, you have no idea the shit I've seen, boy.
Seriously, you and Jay Baruchel should do a modern version of Parent Trap.
This is going to surprise you guys, but Haley, we don't know each other. Like, we don't talk. I don't know if you guys
I don't know how you don't, because you guys are the same. Dude, it is almost eerie how much you guys.
How did you not reach out to him and be like, look, do you need a stunt double or a body double? A body double.
Have you ever wondered what it's like blowing yourself? Start with that.
If you want that in a movie, I can be your stunt blowjob.
Want me to be your cock double?
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Well, I ended that. But I want to play a scene from this movie. It's been going across my cable, Cody, thing, and I've just been bypassing it because I just look at the poster of the movie. But the poster is some giant fat guy I don't recognize and some other guy.
Jonah Hill!
And when I was watching this movie the first time, it's called War Dogs. Dude, swear to you, I was thinking, wow, this is like the poor man's version of Jonah Hill. Right. I did not realize he got that huge. He's fucking massive.
I've seen that trailer for War Dogs. I'll watch it. I'm actually going to watch it after the show with Marine.
It's incredible.
But his fluctuations in weight are fucking dangerous.
What did I say?
That's what Dave was saying in the car. Yeah,
I said, look, people who are excessively heavy and then lose a massive amount of weight
constantly,
and then put the weight back on
more than once or twice,
only to lose it again. It's like between the drugs and the diets and that crash course.
We don't know if he really does drugs.
He's a cokehead and a pothead and everything.
Listen to me,
absolutely.
Trying to be like, you know, and the owner of the station goes, No, I know he does drugs. I'll be
Jonah
libelous.
Jonah Hill's drug dealer, okay? And he told me that Jonah shoots heroin between his toes. And all that shit.
I don't think you know that. I think that's speculation.
Okay.
It's speculation that Jonah's drug dealer said. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was actually it was a black guy in Patterson. He said he knew Jonah Hill, but I think he would say he knew anybody that
they
asked
all
about.
Say that.
Yeah, exactly.
But speaking of that, here's Jonah Hill from War Dogs in, believe it or not, a drug scene. But this is really quick. It doesn't ruin anything about the movie. I just had to play it because I find it fucking hilarious. And unlike you guys, I'm not a big Jonah Hill fan. I might be now.
Love Jonah Hill.
But tell me if this is his usual laugh. I don't know. Or we just did this for the movie.
Yo! Yeah. You looking for weed?
Depends. You got good shit?
Put it this way. I'll sell him his shit.
Cool.
It's not as much.
You announce?
Yeah, no sweat. $3 bills.
$300. I like it.
You get a better price when you come direct to the distributor.
I guess so.
Alright. Yeah, so she opened the door. I'm like, yo, chill. I ain't about that drama, you know what I mean? I know you got another nigga in the crib, you know what I mean?
What's up?
What?
Can I get the shit?
What shit?
Just gave you $300 for some weed.
You niggas ever seen this motherfucker before?
Nah, I ain't seen shit. Man, get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yo, hold up.
Come on, where's everybody going? I thought we were gonna hang out.
That is not his laugh, but that is funny.
It sounds like Goldmember. When Mike Myers was doing Goldmember and like the last fucking Austin Powers movie,
that was less than 2 minutes ago. I just had to. It's one of those fucking scenes where you just got to rewatch. It's so goddamn funny. Because, by the way, you know white kids are cheering that scene because that shit goes on every day in drug neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
Every fucking day those guys pull that kind of shit. It's like, what money? What do you mean? What? You know that goes on constantly.
Nonstop.
And what are you going to do about it? Fucking call the cops? This drug dealer stole my money? You're fucked.
Yeah.
You imagine cops the anger? So pulling out a fucking machine gun, you know.
I'll change some attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gonna watch it after the thing.
You're gonna love it, and I still can't believe it's based on a true story,
dude. Look at some of the pictures in the chat. Look at the weight difference. Like the guy fluctuated tremendously.
Yeah, it's not
he
like
lost
just little
it again.
Bits
by the way,
shits.
Since this movie,
he his skinniest was in 21 Jump Street, I think.
Right, in the sequel, 22 as well. Fuck. Yeah, he was really skinny.
Yeah, he was very thin in that, and then he put on. And I don't think it was for a role. I just think he likes fucking food.
Well, he started out chubby, but not. Like really fat.
He was really fat and super bad.
Yeah,
and
super
like,
bad.
Not as fat as he is now. Yeah. Not as fat. And War Dogs is his fattest, obviously.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a whale.
Oh, small scene in the movie? Holy she put shit. A screen cap of the scene in there.
He's giant.
Tremendous.
Yeah. But again, he lost it once again. So let's just hope he keeps it off, right, guys?
I like him. I think he's funny.
I don't know why.
I'm not a super fan. I mean, I like him, though.
I never got into, like, the whole Superbad.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Oh, dude, we got to watch Superbad. I have it on DVD. That's a fucking plan. I'm going to tell you
that
something right now.
That whole Judd Apatow explosion, I never got into it.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I was very skeptical with Superbad. Everybody told me about it. I was, like, one of the last people of, like, my friends to see it. And everybody said it was good. And whenever that happens, it's going to fucking suck, and I'm going to be disappointed.
Usually.
I watched it, laughed my nuts off, instant classic. Superbad's instant a fucking classic. Awesome comedy. Awesome. Hmm. Best thing Jonah Hill will ever do. Best thing Michael Cera will ever do.
Well, you haven't seen War Dogs yet, have you?
I have not, thankfully.
I would argue the best thing Michael Cera ever did is American, not fucking Arrested Development.
Yeah, Arrested Development, you're right. That was actually the best thing he did. George Michael.
But, yeah, I mean, I like him. I agree. The Judd Apatow thing was one of those things that was funny for a little bit, and then it was like, okay, enough.
I mean, like, the 40-year-old virgin. I saw 20 minutes of that, and I just shut it
wasn't close to Superbad.
Fucking horrible.
Superbad was the best movie, I think, that Apatow's crew ever made.
Yeah.
Because it actually launched Jonah Hill's career. Like, he was really funny in that. And Emma Stone. Like the first thing I ever saw her in that I can.
I don't know, but I don't hate Apatow. I mean, I like Apatow was a fucking great writer on the Larry Sanders show.
No, yes. Absolutely. I'm not saying he's not.
He wrote a lot. Have you read about? Like, he wrote a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, no, he does a lot of commentary on the DVDs. Yeah,
he's a funny dude, man.
No, I know. I'm not denying that.
But I agree.
But
that
era of movies that came out like within 1 or 2 years, I just never.
I'll tell you,
I didn't see him. So what the fuck do I know?
Are you talking about like? Just Judd Apatow or the whole, like, Seth Rogen?
You know what? I'm getting confused with that, too. That whole, what was it?
Pineapple Express?
No.
I like Pineapple Express, but I'll tell you why.
And going to the movie, what the fuck was that?
I'll tell you why I like Pineapple Express. I'm a huge Danny McBride fan. I love him.
Danny McBride, in my mind, one of the funniest people in Hollywood.
Alive.
He can improvise like nobody else. He's honestly one of those people that can carry a show.
Eastbound and Down is fucking brilliant.
Incredible.
You've seen Eastbound and Down, right, Joe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first, like, two seasons. And I didn't give up because I didn't like it. I got to get back to it.
It gets funnier and fucking funnier, right? The last season, I think, was the best season.
Wait, they're still doing seasons?
No, the last one that they had.
Oh, I think the fourth season was the last one. Yeah, fourth.
Kenny Powers came back and became a basic. He wasn't playing baseball, but he became an announcer.
Spoiler alert.
He became an announcer for ESPN, like an ESPN kind of network. It's fucking hilarious.
Nice. I couldn't say the guy who played his friend, the dude who followed him down to Mexico.
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, God, that guy annoyed. You know what the funny thing is that, like, he's
the retarded guy?
Yeah, his character isn't funny, and then the guy who plays him I don't find funny, and it just comes off as totally annoying the entire time. I've seen him do other shit. He's been on Reno 911. He's been on plenty of other things. So he's obviously in with, like, that improv crew in Hollywood, but I thought in Eastbound and Down, he was, like, the worst character. The guy, what do you call it? The chick who Kenny Powers liked. The girl who's on what show? The bigger girl. Brunette. His girlfriend in the first couple seasons.
There you go. That's an example of a bigger girl who's actually really pretty.
So gorgeous, man. Honestly. Like just sexy as a motherfucker.
That to me is what a plus-size model should look like.
Agreed.
Not like a fucking slob. You
100% agreed. No, she was
seriously,
hot.
Like,
I don't know who it is. I got to wait for the chat.
Here, I'll find it.
What's her name? You know?
I don't remember.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but she's absolutely gorgeous. I forget what sitcom she's on now.
Chick, man. She got her own sitcom, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as like a plus size girl goes,
have you seen what she
looks sexy as a motherfucker?
There's always
lost some weight since that too. Here, this is her now. Really? Here you go. This is her.
There's always exceptions to the rule, so I'm open to this. She doesn't look big to me.
No, she was.
Well, she's lost weight since.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me see back. April. Okay, Eastbound and Down. No, yeah, she's
No, I remember her on the show. I know you're talking about. She's a little thick,
but she was very pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But, I don't think she was ever, like,
but my point is, that's a plus-size model, not fucking 500-pound whale.
Yeah,
with a tarp draped over her. Like, no.
Yeah. Ain't a model.
Not Jonah Hill in a wig. War Dogs Jonah Hill, because fucking 22 Jump Street Jonah Hill, you never know, might be cute in a wig.
It's like a totally different person. That's why I swear, when I saw War Dogs the first time, I just, you know, was on my Kodi, I saw the picture, there was no name. I was watching going, this is like the poor man's Jonah Hill. I didn't think it was, I was until I went to IMDb, earlier? I had no idea.
On the way down, you were talking about that movie Project X.
Yeah, that piece there
was,
of shit.
Yeah, man. There was the one kid who was trying to throw the party who was obviously a Jewish kid, curly hair, everything else. He was trying to be like the big mouth, like, oh, I can throw the party, but not the guy who actually threw the party, his best friend. Mm. That guy is the poor man's Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Watching Project X, I was like, this fucking guy, they wish they could have cast Jonah Hill, so they cast some other Jewish
kid. There's
always
the poor man's everything. Actor.
There is.
Like the guy of Balls of Fury is the poor man's Jack Black.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That
Balls
dude,
of Fury, what a great fucking reference.
But he would pop in these movies where I'm like, so basically you're Jack Black, right? Like,
yeah, they couldn't afford Jack Black.
That's where you're going with this.
The scheduling conflict, so you got him.
Great.
By the way, you know how bad your career is if you want to be Jack Black? Like, no offense, I was a fan of Jack Black for like 5 minutes, but, you know, and again, to give him credit, he was very funny on the drones thing, on a documentary now.
Yeah, but again, that was a very small dose of him. That's
exactly.
Why.
Exactly. That's why he was good in Tropic Thunder. Jack Black is good in small doses.
Couldn't agree more. In Tropic Thunder, that was my favorite thing he ever did.
Overexposed?
Because
he's awful.
Wasn't the star of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jack Black is a very good comic relief dude, but not
leading man.
No. Like, it's hard to watch a movie starring Jack Black. Like, I can only take so many skibbly whop doos. Yeah. I'm like, all right, fucking enough.
Yeah, you're the goofy guy. We know.
We got it. You were the fat kid in high school. I got you, right. Bro.
You were the guy who, when you came out to L.A. to act, everybody was like, yeah, there's no career for you. You might as well go back home. And he was like, no, I won't. I'll suck whoever's dick I have to make it to the top. And he did. So
he's got really funny songs, guys.
Oh, Fuck Her Gently? That was a great song. Look, I don't like anything that band did, the whole Tenacious D thing.
I like the first Tenacious D album because David Grohl did the drums for all of it.
Did he? I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, for real. I looked it up. David Grohl did.
I know they opened for Pearl Jam.
Tenacious D?
Of course I know that. Yeah.
How did that doesn't make that's two completely different crowds. Why would they do
no,
that?
No, they were in Seattle. They're like him and what's his name?
I know just because they're in the same city doesn't mean.
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. Trick Daddy and Trick Daddy's gonna open for Tom Petty because you know they're both from Florida.
No.
Florida.
But in the Seattle rock, you know, era in the early 90s. I believe they opened for Temple of the Dog as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why hasn't the Muppets done a Temple of the Frog, a parody of that?
Wow.
Like Kermit and Gonzo doing the song. Because I would watch it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I would too, actually. That's pretty fucking incredible. I never even thought of that. Temple of the Frog?
Perfect example. Well, we were talking about overexposed. Somebody who does everything and I never get sick of is Dave Grohl. He's like always everywhere.
Yeah.
But he's not annoying about himself. You know what I mean? Like he's always kind of just there.
Right.
And I really did. I do love that now they've been. That my favorite album of theirs was when they recorded in his garage.
The one that was on HBO was like it was Sonic Highway or something.
No. Before that, it was Wasting Light, where they recorded the entire album on old school like cassette in his
Reel to Reel.
Reel to Reel, yes, in his garage. And then Foo Fighters did this garage tour where fans just submitted it and they went to people's houses and just played for the neighborhood.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I got an update or two from last week that we were talking about.
Okay, Kurt Cobain is still dead?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, he's alive? Fuck!
As soon as I got home after the show, I put on my VR goggles and I slapped my
VR
phone
goggles.
In there. And
time you watched, Googled it, right? There's a billion of them.
I not only did that, I paid a website that specializes in nothing but virtual reality porn.
How much?
$70 a year.
That's not bad.
It is incredible. Dude, when you see the 3D tits come, it's all obviously point of view. And I'm just like, I don't need to date right now.
Isn't
realistic.
It crazy?
I know it sounds so fucking nerdy.
I was going to say, the only thing better than fucking VR tits are real tits.
Yeah, no, I know.
You,
but if you can't be bothered with the whole dating scene in your 30s, which
fucking.
I can't, this is perfect.
Here's the ups and downs, pros and cons.
Dave is looking at me like I'm out of my mind.
Okay, Joe, here's pros and cons. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, con, you don't get to feel real tits. Pros, you don't have to hear about their cats
for half an hour. I'm not going to stop. I mean, you know, I'm going to stop fucking. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in the meantime.
I'm not saying you're not, but I'm saying it. My point is that in a situation.
I didn't realize how amazing it was. That's all.
No, it's crazy. But my point is, but think about this. If it gets just a little bit better, there will be times where you're like, do I really want to go on this date and talk to this girl about her cat for 30 minutes and maybe fuck her?
Right.
Or can I just sit here and watch this and get off and go to bed?
And as soon as I'm done coming, I won't care about going on a date.
Exactly.
I would cancel if I had a date.
Exactly.
See? Thank you.
So, no, but my point is, it's crazy, though, because when you move around, you see the room, you know?
Yeah, no, Dave, you turn your head, you see, like, oh, she's coming down the stairs. You move your head, and you could look up, you look down at her sucking your dick. Yeah, that's your dick there. Yeah, yeah. And you could look up at her tits, look up at her face, and you could, like that. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Just pretend you're single.
You
please.
Got 15 pounds of fucking electronics hanging off your fucking skull.
It's so...
And you're getting excited because there's some fucking cyber-rendered fucking titties hanging in your face.
Yeah,
then when
Dave,
you go to reach up and grab,
Dave,
there's nothing there.
Dave, instead of... You have 15 pounds of that on your head instead of 120 pounds of some chick who's going to fucking nag you and not be the fuck alone.
Duly noted. That's a great point.
And I'm not talking about, because I got lucky with Marie because she's.
Yes, you did.
Because of that. But, you know, but she's basically a guy with a vagina, which is great.
For me. Most times.
Yeah, most, for the most part. but, you know, it's like, yeah, but then it's like, oh, now I have to hear about her day. Oh, great. I have to hear about her day. Oh, maybe she'll give me a hand job. Oh, great. She's on her period. So I just spent $20 at Outback and I can't fuck her. Yeah, I'm going to fucking throw that on and pick out whoever I want to fucking cyber blow me. Of course it's easier. It's cheaper. $70 a year. That would $70 would be a date. Think about that.
Minimum.
These days. And you don't have to buy them dinner.
These days. How old do I sound?
These days.
True.
Like back in my day, a date was $42.50.
Now, Joe, you know how there's different challenges like the mannequin challenge and planking? I got a new challenge you should start.
Okay.
It's going to be public VR jerking off. We need a collaborative. I want you to sit like on public buses.
Well, at least you can't see the other people staring at you.
Exactly. That's,
that's when you got arrested, did you notice everybody on the bus staring at you?
No,
actually,
I did not.
I didn't. I had cyber titties in my face.
Excuse me. Show me a sign where it says I cannot masturbate on the bus. Where's the sign? I don't see a sign.
I didn't say anything about that.
That is the only thing with the VR porn is you got to make sure you line up your napkins or paper towels to the left of you within because you can't see them when you're ready. And you don't want to be fumbling with your equipment, you know, when you're...
Dave, with your equipment. You're fumbling with your equipment. Fucking fleshlights and tissues. We now are.
I'm not using the fleshlight. I still have to do that, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't. Yeah.
So then, what? Say you just have cyber titties in your face and
the fucking. Off. It looks. Yeah.
So there's nothing that you're doing that doesn't involve your hands and.
Well, my hands on my dick.
But there's no like substitute like
as opposed to
like,
being on my TV screen. It's all around me. It's in my face.
You're in the porn.
Yes, you're there.
All right.
You could look around. You could tilt your head and see the back of her ass, and you could tilt back and see her tits. Tilt, tilt, tilt.
Can you flip her over and stick it in her ass? I mean,
no.
Like, so then it's not really that great. I mean, like.
But it's better than regular 2D porn.
Oh, maybe better than 2D porn.
That's all I'm really saying.
All right.
Look, guys, what I'm saying is we're on the precipice of some sort of Westworld thing. We're going to be fucking robots.
I'd be all for that.
I mean, I'm down. If Anthony Hopkins could even watch, I don't care.
But you know what my problem? I would be the guy that would fall in love with the robot.
Of course
and
you
not
would.
Let go.
Yes, you would.
Wow. I don't like how fast you guys agreed to that.
You would love it, Joe, because they do play Black Hole Sun on the old-timey piano.
Dave just spit his drink out. Dave just spit his beer out. He hand me his fork.
Bling, bling, bling.
Oh, fuck. This is my kind of place. No black people and Black Hole Sun on the piano.
I didn't even think about that part.
Daddy's home.
Oh, shit. What's up, honey? How long have you been working here?
But Joe's wearing Vans with spurs on them.
Joe's the kind of guy who goes to a Westworld park wearing a Westworld t-shirt.
That's right. No. Joe would have the samurai world one to be a little hipper. Like, whatever. You know, I'm aware. I'm fucking meta right now. I'm totally meta.
I'm meta.
Now, is this piano touch tunes or how does it work? I wanted to cue up some Temple of the Dog.
Is there an app for this, ma'am? Have you seen my new phone?
I can see you walking down like the main drag there, like the main strip. They're like, "Do you want to go to the bar?" And you're like, It depends. Do they sell merchandise there? I mean, can I get a T-shirt? Can I get the CD? Like, what do I have to do to go in there?
No, and the best part is that they show Joe a picture of a new band, and he goes, doesn't look like anything to me.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
God damn it. That hurts.
It's cold.
Oh, fucking fucking muted.
To activate this prostitute, you must enter your Netflix password.
Never goes away.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
You got a rind on you. Sorry. Okay, I'll stop.
It's okay.
Royce, your playing was almost like ominous. Joe heard it and he was like, man, Royce knows how to play the piano.
I was in the moment.
Oh, fuck. Holy oh, God. Shit. Fuck, that was fun. Sorry.
Joe's going to Chest World.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Joe would pay the $70,000 a year to go to Breast World.
70.
Not 70,000.
70 for the year. And then I'm canceling.
When? Next year.
Yes, the day before the expires.
I could already imagine when Joe walks into Westworld. Hey, do you have a ye old pharmacy or something here? I don't know what you call this.
Ye old pharmacy? Yeah.
Joe would find the Westworld opium den and be in paradise with like the old Chinese like fucking railroad workers. There's no reason to. That's actually, you know what? I would meet you in Westworld for that more than anything. Mm. For fucking cyber opium.
Oh. But I have to keep telling them, no, I wanted a white girl. Can't a white girl feed me opium? Why does it always have to be one of you slants? All right, see, I'm sorry.
Stumped. Hey, Joe, why don't you have a deep and restful slumber?
It's really hard for someone to sneak up on you in those joints. Those bead walls are just noisy as hell. All the racket. Boy, how do you relax?
But you're half conscious. Well, opium, I guess. Yeah, you're half conscious.
Just that tunes it out. Yeah.
Joe wearing his fucking duster with a Pearl Jam fucking patch on it.
No, that's the patches on my cowboy hat.
I'll
they
be
walk
better.
Up to him and be like, someone, one of the fucking hosts walk up and be like, push a chair aside. What's your name? And Joe would be like, Vedder.
Eddie Vedder.
Fucking play it like Marty McFly did Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Back in Back to the Future 3, Joe's like, Eddie Vedder.
Oh, fuck.
What kind of name is that for a cowboy?
And I just shoot him.
That sounds like you.
Oh, fuck.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
That's Joe.
Deal with the fallout later.
Joe walks in and he'd be like, all right, we're the Confederate Army. I want to get through this. Let's go. How do we get this ball rolling?
At what point are we at right now as I'm joining you? Just keep me up to speed. Just fill me in.
Oh, fuck.
Well, speaking of drugs, it reminds me, I was going to mention last week, I forgot about it, so I don't write it down. I go live. It just goes out of my head. But, you know, Nick and I saw Billy Joel recently. It reminded me, but I never talked about this on the air. A different time Nick and I went to a concert. Of course, it was not the Billy Joel concert that was recent. It absolutely
First
was
First off, his name is William. You don't know him.
Oh, pardon me.
You can't just William call him Billy. Joel. Friend.
We went, and after the concert, one of us the entire time had some of that, what they call cocaine on them. And didn't,
the other person
didn't know.
You know that's illegal, bro, right?
Well, this was 7 years ago. That's why it was not Billy Joel.
Oh, all right.
It was 7 years ago. So.
I just saw Narcos, bro.
I was talking to him earlier about Sicario.
So totally scared of that, bro. I know where that. So now, I know what happens. Right?
So now it's the end of the concert, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is here. So we had a couple drinks at this unnamed concert years ago. and we go to the bathroom.
It was Billy Joel. You said it was like last
week. I didn't say that.
You did.
So it's after the concert.
Can you rewind this? Because I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I said it wasn't.
Okay.
And you know how at the end of every concert, of course, the bathroom is filled with guys pissing, naturally.
And doing coke.
So we find a stall, the handicap stall, and we both just go in it together. Just not just like, who gives a fuck?
Even though it's a rush. Calm down. Some people are trying to do coke here. I just imagine the American Psycho scene.
Yeah, the dude in the wheelchair outside is like, I really have to. Wait, I have to empty out my colostomy bag.
Wait, no, wait.
And Joe and Nick are like, fuck off.
So we get in there, and you know we have our fun, and then Nick leaves, and I'm still in the stall, and I hear this black guy go, "You two in there together?" Now I didn't know this. Nick told me afterwards, but Nick responded. Tapped his arm, upper arm with two fingers, just went, diabetes. And the guy went, oh. I didn't hear that part. All I heard was, you two in there together? So now to me, this is unresolved. I don't know. I didn't know. So
Nick took care of everything.
I didn't know it was taken care of with diabetes. I had no idea.
So wait, but here's the problem. Who had diabetes in this scenario? You or Nick?
Him, I'm guessing, because he's large.
Okay.
And so
Joe comes out going, there's nothing happening there. Oh,
no, but I didn't.
He goes, man, I'm glad I fucked that guy in here.
So again, I
just raped a diabetic dude.
I didn't hear the diabetes thing. So to me, the people are still staring, wondering. So my gut instinct, a reaction, I open the door, and I kind of make like a cerebral palsy arm. And I tilt my head. And I remember Big League Chew, but there was a lot in my mouth. And I kept opening wide, closing, and I made like I was. And I started hobbling, and I was just. And I made a couple of noises.
And all you hear is Billy Joel in the background. When this is happening?
No, it wasn't that night.
In the meantime, there's some black outside going, man, diabetic and retarded as fuck.
Well, it must have confused the shit of the black guy.
Of course.
That motherfucker can't hold no needle. His arm all crooked and
that's
shit.
That's how I know you weren't at a Billy Joel concert because there was a black guy there. So your story holds up, Joe.
Sorry, he was selling t-shirts after. Did I say it was all over?
Oh, knockoff t-shirts for $12?
Yes.
Out of a garbage bag in the parking lot.
I've been to a concert before. By the way, that's everywhere on the planet. I don't think it's just regionalized. Every concert I've ever gone to, there's always a black guy by the car. Like, I went to see Guns N' Roses recently.
Yeah.
Black guy by the car.
If it's tailgating, it's also before the concert. Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. I buy them. $12? Fuck it.
Why not? Ski hats, all kinds of shit. T-shirts, concert shirts you couldn't get inside for like $10-$12 on the way to the car. It's worth it.
And Joe wouldn't be so mad if I fuck a knockoff shirt, not his real
polo. I buy those too.
Well, you buy those in addition to the official ones you get inside.
Well, yeah.
The
official ones are to sell on eBay. The other ones are to wear around and wash his car with. So
that's what I tell myself, but I never sell them.
So the girls could see that he loves 90s and he has a Solera.
I mean, I want him to like me.
So by the way, did you run the Ethernet cord today?
What?
Did you run the Ethernet cord again today?
No, I still have to get my equipment there, and then I'll run it.
Okay, because that would be great, because I could already imagine you rappelling down with night vision goggles to put the Ethernet cord.
Attached to my VR glasses.
Attached to his VR glasses.
What are you doing? Cigarette lighter in the car.
Set it up for the show, Ma!
She fucking... Oh. But I just have to let you understand that at least 40 men were staring at me, act retarded, limping, when I didn't have to. It had been taken care of. I just have to emphasize that point.
Hey, can you vape in this saloon?
Oh, shit.
Howdy. Can I get a Lime-a-Rita?
A what?
Bud Light Platinum. Shake it, not stirred.
What? Every drink order would result in a gunfight.
With you there, of course. Sorry.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love how you brought that back every time out of the talking point. It's fantastic.
Oh. Hey, do these Ray-Bans match my cowboy hat?
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Okay. I think we should take a break.
Probably good idea.
Great.
I want to hear from Roberto Camacho Machingo.
You don't even know his name. Dude's a guest on the show. You don't even know his name.
Feel bad. All right, we're going to take a break with this. Joining us live via Skype is Royce Lopez. We'll be back in a few. Won't be long. Stay there. Cousin Joe Show, More Like Radio.
You're going to wring my neck?
Yes.
You know that I am a fucking U.S. Marshal. And if you want, I can trace this fucking call, and I'll just come over there and beat the fucking living shit out of you, you motherfucker.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Good. Good luck.
You want me to do that? You want me to come over and just stomp the fucking daylights out of you, motherfucker?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be there.
Well, watch your back, $9.
China Police Communications, can I help you?
I've got drugs for sale.
You've got drugs for sale?
Are you interested?
Well, what are you selling, sir?
You know, there's a whole long list of them.
How are you able to get them?
I'm a bail bondsman.
Are they pharmaceutical or street drugs?
Yes. I'm right across the street.
You're right across the street from where?
Yes. See the big red letters that say bail bonds and the neon clock in the window? Mm-hmm. Say yes.
Yes, sir. Of course.
How much?
How much?
Yes.
So you're calling a police agency to ask, and I'm one operator, if she wants to buy some of your street drugs?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
When I was a kid, we'd get high.
But what does that have to do with this scenario right now?
Well, if you don't know, then this is BS.
Well, it pretty much is, sir.
Why are you acting like this?
You're tying up a police agency, and I'm a 911 operator.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
You and I have gotten along fine, and I don't know why this is happening.
Sir, are you okay?
Yes.
All right. So why don't I send somebody to your address, and maybe we can give you some tips on how to sell drugs.
No. Are you looking at my ad right now?
No. How could I be looking at your ad? I'm looking at a computer screen. I'm at work.
What website do you have up?
We don't have any website, sir. It's just a police database.
Why not?
I don't have access to the internet, sir.
Huh?
I'm a 911 operator. I have access to police, ambulance, and fire. I don't have access to drug dealers or anything like that.
Can I get some AK-47s?
Some AK-47s?
Yes.
What do you need that for, sir?
Well, you need to get me some better firearms.
For what reason?
Next felon with a firearm.
You're an ex-felon and you've got a firearm?
Yes.
Why do you have a firearm if you're not supposed to have any?
I'm a bail bondsman.
You're a bail bondsman?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your job description?
Sitting in my office drinking scotch.
Okay. What if you have to jump into action?
Huh?
What if you have to jump into action? What if the Call of Duty calls?
Netflix is real cheap. Mm-hmm. Listen to this shit. You're very rude.
Okay. Are you looking to engage in an argument, sir? Is that why you're calling?
Yes.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show, More Like Radio. With, of course, Dave Satsik in studio.
Why is this happening?
And on Skype, Royce Lopez.
Royce?
He's not back yet.
Royce.
He thought that was going to go on for another 10 minutes, and I can't say I blame him. It's normally how we take our breaks. But we got a lot of things to get to. So
we do. We have some good topics. That's
short. You always have good topics.
Whoa. Wow.
Little Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. All right. Well, there's a new trend apparently happening.
Is it the mannequin challenge?
I don't even think I knew what the mannequin challenge was in the first place.
It's a bunch of assholes who pretend to be frozen.
Royce mentioned it. I just pretended I knew what it was.
Yeah, people walk around with a camera and film an entire like room or office or even the prison. Something that happened at a prison. There's a whole big scandal that a bunch of inmates were asked
had
to do
access
the mannequin
to a
challenge.
Cell phone?
Well, somebody in the prison must have done it. A guard,
well, yeah,
a corrections officer or something. But imagine what that was like. Hey, here's a mannequin challenge. Hey, why don't you guys pretend you're raping him in the shower? But don't actually rape him. Be like in the middle of it and then freeze like a mannequin.
Wait, that's,
raping a smaller, weaker inmate.
That's how these always end? It ends with there's a mannequin there? I don't understand.
No, the people have to act like mannequins. They have to stand totally still as if they were mannequins while somebody films it for multiple, for like a couple minutes of no motion.
How? I don't, I'm sorry, Dave, I don't get it.
It's how still can you stand while we take this video and it looks like it's just a 3D, not a 3D, but a camera that's gaining
VR?
The entire perspective. No, it's not VR, man, no. There's no imaginary fucking titties in your face. But it's people that stand like frozen like this. Like if, say you're walking around with your camera, the mannequin challenge would be like you walk in the room and then I'm like this and then everybody else in the room is like, but they have to stay like that. So when you bring the camera around, they can't breathe, they can't flinch, it has to be like total manic. I'm a mannequin.
But then how does it end?
Mentality.
How does it end?
It ends when you die and they put you in the ground.
No,
I think that's kind of how
this,
it ends.
Not this circus called life. I mean the challenge.
The mannequin challenge?
Yeah.
I think when they're about to drop you in a wood chipper,
there,
you come
like,
to
is
life
there any
and Kim Cattrall starts
or they
talking.
Stop recording? Or it's just...
No, they stop recording when they're done with the overall
Does everybody
shot.
Move before they stop?
Oh, no. No, that's the whole point of the mannequin challenge is everybody who's in still. The shot stays 100% still the entire time.
So these are basically 5-second videos.
I think essentially, yeah.
Hi, Miami MILF. And what do you mean? I've been doing a show for months. It was like a month and a half to take off. It was when I was still hot up here, not by you, where it's always nice.
Yeah, Miami MILF.
Bitch.
Oh, I didn't say that. That was Joe.
No one said anything.
Nobody said anything? Okay, it was the ghost in the machine.
Nobody said anything? Imagine that on a talk show. Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
They were silent. We just sat here.
Fuck.
She wasn't. Miami MILF wasn't sure what she would find. Well,
I'm glad you came looking. She's sexy, too.
See? Yeah?
Oh,
picture in the chat?
Well, that's up to her.
Miami MILF, you want to put a picture in the chat? Mm. I've never seen Miami MILF before, so to me this is like...
I would love for them to shoot her in VR. Just have her do like a striptease in virtual reality.
There hasn't been... She said Seeing Us Other hasn't been an uploaded show since goddamn Thanksgiving. We didn't do a show the week... The
we
day
did
before
show last
Thanksgiving?
Week, and I only uploaded the video. I hadn't gotten around to the audio.
But that was our first show since the week before Thanksgiving, right?
We
were off
did
for like
two
3 weeks or...
Two.
We did the last 2 weeks, and then before that it had been...
We were here last week, and then before that it was like two. Well,
right. No
Thanksgiving. And then some other thing happened. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but yeah. I wonder how they filmed... I don't know if it's the same way they filmed 3D with like two cameras side by side. If you take the phone out of your VR thing and watch the porn, it's... You know, it's two frames side by side, left and right.
Right.
And if you pause it, you could see like the right frame is a couple frames per second behind the other one. Like the left frame, like she'll have her hand like this on the cock, right? And the other frame, it'll be like this. So it's slightly off. And I guess that's how it gets the 3D look.
Yeah, because it can't be 100%
you know
lined up. Yeah, it's got to be at least enough where your eyes can pull the image together.
Right. So now I'm thinking, can you convert any regular movie in 3D like that?
Ultimately, if you have a second,
If you just put a second, yeah.
Give it a little bit of a delay on one of them or just keep it just...
I'm telling you, I would watch any movie like that. Next time you come over, Dave, I don't care your objections. I'm putting these porn VR goggles on you.
Okay.
That's only because I don't have regular film in 3D or VR.
Look, if I find a fucking VR chick grabbing my dick and I take the fucking goggles off and it's you.
That'll just be my hand.
I was going to say, then
I'm going to
be. I
just want to impress you.
I'm going to be super excited.
Oh, okay, good. Because I want to impress you with these goggles. I want to make this really
want to impress
me
with goggles?
Is that what we call hands and mouth now? Goggles?
Tomorrow night we will.
Oh.
So. Okay, she's going to look for the video. Yeah, I'll get around to posting that and this week's audio tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. I don't want to make any promises I don't keep like I do every week. When I say the show will be up later. Sorry. But the video's up there. It's out there. And you can just, you know, stream it without the video. So that means it's audio. All right, I'm done making excuses. For now. This next thing I really want to wait for Royce. And he's starting to get on my fucking nerves because he's not here. Where'd he go?
Where is Royce? Royce Lopez, where'd you go? Looking for Royce.
Went to go find a lighter that worked.
Miami Lopez.
Oh, look what I got. Tell people what I got to do.
Joe has to go beat the shit out of some Hispanic people trying to walk in.
No.
That wasn't who that was?
That was a different week.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if he was Hispanic or not.
All right. There was a cat hat in French Chat Chapeau. It tried to come in the room just now, and Joe beat the shit out of it.
It's a famous book, was it?
It was, Cat in the Hat. Yeah. Cat hat in French Chat Chapeau. I'm so glad you know that, Joe.
Thank you. Very well versed.
My culture. My little culture, baby, and shit.
By the way, Miami Mill, if you missed the first hour, definitely go back and listen. That was fucking hysterical. My jaw still hurts from laughing so hard.
From the last show?
No, I'm talking about the first hour tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Absolutely, you know.
That's why I don't want to move on without Royce. He's going to miss this, but we'll have to catch Trump to speed. So there's this new trend, right, Dave? And it's not the fucking mannequin thing.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about that. Yeah, new trend.
But it's not that.
What is it, then?
It is...
I need to know more, Joseph.
Well, can you read it and tell me?
I certainly can. Can you...
What?
Enlarge the screen there? No, that's it? Okay, that's as good as I get.
How's that?
There's a new trend in one-night...
Sorry.
stands.
I'm sliding the screen over. It's only for this the headline. The rest is good.
Yeah, there's a new trend in one-night stands, and you're probably doing it.
I don't think so.
So here's a little asterisk right underneath the headline. It says, thanks for the good times, but my Uber's here now.
Hmm.
So we're going to give you a little bit of a sneak preview into what's going on at this point. So Nicole, 32, doesn't have one-night stands. She has half-night stands. After sex, she heads back home and wakes up in her own bed.
Is this girl bragging about that?
I think she is. I think she figured out that...
It's like saying, excuse me, I'm not a whore. I'm twice the whore you thought I was.
But if a guy gets up and leaves, he's a douchebag.
I'm twice the whore I used to be.
If I'm leaving my dick inside you.
Okay, well. Royce, so, you missed... There's a new trend. And the new trend is called half night stands.
Oh no, I've been listening. I was playing it downstairs while I was
cocksucker.
Nice.
Did you hear me yell at you?
I don't know why you got to be so mean. But I for a little while.
That'll enhance your chill, Joe.
Sorry, bro. This is my third show of the week. I am the hardest working man on internet radio. Everyone knows that.
That's right, true.
As of now,
that
is true. Can't argue.
Do you have any chaps for these JNCOs around here?
That's what he was doing when he was silent. He was writing these.
Any chaps for these JNCOs?
Oh, or what shit. If I use a paperclip? I'll make them. I'll shorten them up. I know they're a bit parachute-y, but I'll tighten them.
Can the blacksmith repair my wallet chain around here?
If you're just tuning in, this will not end, and I think I'm not. You know, I love it, actually. It's if I went to Westworld.
Yes, if Joe went to Westworld.
You really have to re-listen the first hour if you're just doing it.
Oh, shit. All right, so.
Joe be one of, by the way, Joe would be one of the fucking best hosts, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
If he was a robot, that would be great.
I don't know if that's a compliment, I don't think.
Oh, so ugly fat cow walks into Westworld and she's like, hey, you want to go on a date? I don't see anything at all.
Doesn't look anything to me.
Joe would be like the male version of Maeve. Like, he'd be the one figuring out how to kill people and escape the park, but still
I thought you
fucking,
meant the fucking everyone
part. Yeah, but still fucking everybody who came through to the park. Like
more ways than one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, did you hear next week they're installing Evenflo on the piano? Super psyched. I got two tickets.
Two tickets to the bar.
Yeah, the piano. That's their entertainment. I got two tickets. They're going to be playing Evenflo this week.
I got two tickets to the electronic piano.
The Salutin has terrible bathrooms to do coke in, though.
This door, barn door squeaks when you go in. It's really hard to do it really nonchalantly.
It's an outhouse. It's an outhouse.
Every time you go, someone looks.
Could you imagine if you and Nick jumped into an outhouse together and
to
he
do
walks
out
and goes, after he goes diabetes and they're like, die what? And then you walk out a second later with the palsy and they're like, kill the retard.
Diabetes, I was applying leeches.
Even the host just fucking hone right it on Joe. On they're like,
we need to exterminate those people.
Joe walks in for the 17th time into Westworld and into the saloon. They're all sitting down at the bar. They're like, Joe, we all love you very much. All the hosts have an intervention for you. Joe, your actions are affecting my programming in the following way.
You know, you're making it out like I'm a problem.
I could just see Joe sitting on the table right now where the guys are like, somebody's changed your coding into looking only to fuck and get high all the time. I don't know.
Is there any way I could telegram a pharmacy from here?
Joe's sitting there. He's like, you don't understand. I'm getting out of here. Where are you going?
I have to go to Walgreens.
My insurance company pays for my scripts there. No copay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The look on my face when I would rob that safe in the bar to pay for my pharmacy general store drugs and it'd be empty. Oh.
Oh, God. It'd be a horrible moment. Joe would start killing everybody in the fucking bar.
I would lose my shit, yeah.
Oh. All right, so getting back to the half-night stands.
Right.
This girl's hookup buddy wouldn't mind because he, too, prefers half-night stands. This is a quote.
Why can't
now
we sleep every term alone?
Well, this is according to her now. We enjoy our time together, but when it's over, it's over. Nicole, who works.
So this happens more than once. This isn't just a fucking
night
or
she's saying
night.
This as it's a general rule. Like, we enjoy our time together, but when it's over.
When
she says
we, she doesn't mean
like
the guy they just mentioned?
Yeah. Well, whoever it is she has there.
But my point is, if it's more than once, it's not a one night or a half night stand.
But
no,
honestly,
it's a regular,
good,
it's a regular fuck buddy.
But honestly, you're looking at this wrong way, Joe.
What?
That's good for us. Let them leave. I mean, like, good. More women should do that. Do you really want them to stay? Do you really want to awkwardly eat IHOP hungover with it? No, you don't.
Stay with it.
You just blew up Joe's fucking average Sunday morning.
Yeah, sure.
I know.
Who
but
are
I,
you?
I,
all right, let's get some pancakes.
I do. You know me. I do like the cuddle time and all that.
If Joe, if his one night stand, Joe takes him to IHOP, if it's someone he likes, he'll wait at Cracker Barrel. He doesn't care.
I will. Absolutely.
Well, wait in line. He doesn't care. And you know what?
I'll hold on to one of those beepers.
She could buy one thing from the general store. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
All right, so this pig who kicks the guys out when they're done banging.
Now, how do you know she's a pig? What if she's an attractive, nice lady?
No, it doesn't always mean ugly or fat. It
just means a slut. Exactly, you know?
Gotcha. I get you.
So she works
you're
as
not
a
hip to our New York, New Jersey lingo.
No, it's not that. It's that it's current year, and I'm trying to be PC.
Oh.
I don't call women by those kind of names.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so she's a writer and project manager in Dallas, Texas, and she told the Huffington Post.
What is that?
We both have demanding careers and insanely early mornings. So apparently, there's one guy.
So she knows
who
this is a fuck buddy.
Right.
This is not a half night stand.
This isn't a half night stand.
It's a quarter night stand. It's a fuck buddy. You slut.
She knows his career. She knows what his career is. She knows what his hours are. And she said, starting the day in her own bed, where she can race to her computer at 6 a.m. if necessary, is just easier for everyone involved.
You're 100% right. If you have to be on your computer at 6 a.m., get the fuck out of my house by 11 p.m.
Why would you have to be on your computer at 6 a.m.?
Because she's got to fucking look at porn or try to find, like, you know, the soundtrack from Westworld.
She's not running the Saloon stock
songs,
market. She's
like
Soundgarden,
she's a writer.
Black
Hole Sun, for example.
They, writers make their own hours. This makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, it makes sense when Joe has to be on a computer by a certain time. He has to buy Roger Water tickets. Before they're sold out.
I did that 4 times a month ago.
Oh, shit.
Good thing my job has a good DSL or whatever the fuck they got.
Oh, wait. Well, now we got an expert here. We have a Bay Area sex therapist on this next point here.
I think brilliant. It's called Sexpert.
Yeah, Sexpert. You're right. You're right. Huffington Post really needs to step up on their lingo.
Yes.
If you don't want anything more than sex, what's the point of staying overnight with a stranger? Bay Area sexpert Celeste Hirschman told the Huff
Post. What if I like to cuddle?
Hey, it's just easier to go home so you can sleep in your own comfortable bed, Joe. Wake up and start your day fresh. As you possibly can. Hungover.
But
you
had nothing to do that day, so I did want her to still be there to do it again.
And the problem is with Joe is when the girl tries to sneak out of the window, she's going to fucking trip over the Ethernet cord.
Right. Right. And then you're going to get sued because she damaged, you know, she broke her ankle and broke her cell phone.
But I'd just be screaming at her because it ripped out of the router, and now my router's fucked, and I can't get the Internet.
Ooh, this is where it gets good. Oh. Here's what the sexpert said. Are you ready for this?
Please tell me.
Tammy Nelson, a psychologist and author of
Sounds
The New
like
Monogamy. The half-night stand trend suggests women are simply asserting more sexual agency. Now, this is where it gets really good.
Of
you ready
course,
for this?
It's in the woman's benefit. It's
right. This is a quote now from the illustrious Tammy Nelson.
Yeah, like I just said, go ahead.
Women call the shots now, she told the Huffington Post.
When have you not? When have you not, though?
Now.
When it comes to
just in 2016.
Sex happening,
when have you not? Look.
Control the fucking
since
shots.
Since the cavemen stopped clubbing bitches over the head and dragging them into the cave against their will, it has been women's choice.
Hashtag
right?
Get back to the clubs.
I would argue a little later than that.
But I get the point. What I'm saying, like, basically, you
after
know.
The switch.
But let's be honest. In the 40s, you could beat them with a stick and it was fine. So let's not pretend like it was all
and
gravy.
She'd still be in the bed at night and she'd be like smiling. Maybe she was crying a little bit while she did her striptease.
On,
like,
in films, like a. But in movies, you could slap the shit out of women. And
I've seen that.
In the fucking 30s and 40s, they used to smack.
We
were bitch
alive
slap,
then,
open hand,
I
slap a bitch in the face.
Ronald Reagan slapped a woman in a movie, and he became president.
Right. I mean, listen, and everyone's mad that, you know, Donald Trump's got a
he
bad
did it
haircut.
In real life, and
yeah,
he became
Donald
president.
Donald Trump grabbed a bitch by the pussy, smack him in the face, whatever.
Right. So we're
following.
Progressing, is
yeah,
what we
exactly.
say. What we're saying
exactly.
is we're progressing.
Bottom line.
You like him or not, he's Donald Trump is being a total gangster right now.
Dude,
like,
well, he's the pussy grabber.
He's literally walking around like a fucking gangster.
I just know him as President Pussy Grabber.
He is, though, but he's a fucking gangster, dude. He's just inviting people over to his fucking Trump Towers like a baller.
I really haven't kept up on what he's been doing. Has
he
really?
He had Tim Cook from Apple.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk from Tesla.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos from Amazon. He had all these fucking captains of industry there, and he said, I'm going
to
be meeting with these motherfuckers regularly
to do what?
Throughout my presidency to help him with commerce and with all these different things he's trying to do to stimulate the economy. Like, it's incredible.
You know, probably just hanging out, drinking, talking
the
way we're talking.
Yeah, sniffing coke and banging his daughter. Trump is too.
Yeah, but be honest. Wouldn't you like to do coke with Bill Gates? That'd be pretty baller.
That'd be fantastic.
I don't think so.
I think it would be great.
Well, I've heard it makes his dick Microsoft, so.
Where's my soundboard?
Bam!
Where's my rimshot soundboard?
Bam!
No, that makes it worse.
Yeah!
Woo! I really got to run that Ethernet. We got to get back in the studio so we have a soundboard for moments like that.
Woo! Don't worry, I got a sound for you. I got sound. I got it. I'll do it to my. Here you go.
You got sound?
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
That's got nothing to do with this, Dutch.
It's Obama, Obama.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to bomb myself. I'm not an idiot.
Asshole. Played a random clip for no reason to get out of bombing himself. What a dick. All right, so this goes on.
Yeah, now, there's no Negro presidents here, are there?
Not if it's Jones Westworld.
Oh, God.
Or human beings, right? With an eyesight.
Oh, shit.
Where can a gentleman shoot some prairie N-words?
By the way,
Indians?
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, if you said prairie niggers, I would have went, oh, Indians. But when you said prairie N-words, I'm like, wait, what? When is that?
Oh,
but,
bro, I don't know. I'm Hispanic, so like, I'm on the fence of whether I could say the word or not.
You're not dark enough.
I know, that's the problem.
Yeah, no, you can't. But, you know, it's a satire, so it's okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is a cartoon, actually.
This reminds me, if people want to look at my Instagram. It's joe.coletta on Instagram. Dave sent me this while I was at work. How do I got to put this in the chat, Dave.
Okay.
I strongly condone that.
I don't know why I just told you that. Like, can you do it for me?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I am not good with posting pictures in the chat. But I will say this, that when I saw this meme that Joe was about to share in the chat.
He sent it to you when I was at work, and
you're the only person I thought of who I was like, like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is Joe.
I don't know how I feel about that. But
you should feel
I was in
it.
The
it was
office at work, and there are other coworkers around, and I had to do one of those to cover up my laugh. But then when I saw, hang on, I got to get the picture first.
Go to your page. Why are you scrolling down everybody?
I've only done this on my phone. I don't know how to use this newfangled shit. All right, so there's that.
Honestly, it's a great meme, and it's so appropriate for Joe.
Jeez, I'm saying so for me.
It's appropriate for you because you appreciate
it. So it's appropriately funny.
Okay, there's four words above that meme, and three of the four are words that I've heard you say nonstop in that exact sequence.
What are you talking about?
Do you see the second, third,
what's
and fourth
the, what's the
word?
Website to share a picture, Royce?
What?
Never mind. I'll put it on
Tiny Pic? I don't know. What the fuck do I look like?
People do this.
The radio host. I used to have this memorized, but my memory is no good because of drugs.
Where can a fella share a meme around here?
Oh, shit.
IMGUR. That's what I meant. Okay.
Oh, shit. Where can a fella share a meme around here?
You don't have to repeat it.
It was genius.
I'm going to smoke some weed.
It's too bad you don't have to hear that VR goggle weed.
You know what I love
that would be all about.
You know why I love doing your show, Joe? Because I don't have to like be the host, so I could just fuck around.
I envy it. Yeah, I know.
It's so much fun. Envy it. Fuck you. I always invite you to do my show, but you're too busy with life.
Yeah, I'm usually working or catching up on sleep.
By the way, he goes to sleep like an old man. I'm like,
I know.
Hey, but you, I don't know. I have to go to sleep at 5 today. Oh, really?
No, that's Dutch and Royce. Like, it's 10 o'clock.
I have to go to sleep at 5.
Yeah, I have to go to the Bob Evans early bird and boom, right to bed.
Joe, it didn't work. There's no picture there. I'm very upset right now.
Well, I'm waiting for it to load.
It's not loading. What's the fucking name of the photo? What is the meme? What's this meme?
I'm trying to get
Just send it to me on Facebook and I will fucking post it. Please, I'll do it for you.
All right, all right, all right.
Thank you.
This is what happens, Royce, when you let fucking people who come out of stalls at Billy Joel concerts with cerebral palsy.
It wasn't at Billy Joel.
Okay, this is what happens when you let somebody with cerebral palsy at a concert.
I only acted like that to get out of
fucking trying to post something in the chat. In Joel's eyes.
Shut up. Oh, shit.
Come on, where's that picture? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm still working on it.
It's greatest picture ever.
You keep talking. I'll get it. I'll be your producer tonight. Whatever.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Dave, can we get one of those one day, by the way?
Whoa.
Producers. What? You know anybody?
Oh, I thought you meant the person wearing the shoe. I was like, what? I was like, I don't know if they're for sale.
I thought I was still in Westworld. How much?
How can much? Get one of those?
He's a multitasking producer.
Royce is actually sharing these pictures live from Westworld. He's sitting in the saloon staring at Maeve.
Apparently, Imgur's over capacity at the moment.
What?
I saw that too just now. What the fuck is that about?
All right. I think I could fix it. Hang on.
At this point, this better be the fucking
there it is.
Best meme.
It's a great meme.
It really is. So that I'm covering up my laughter, but then I see it's a pair of Jordans, and I just fucking, my face is red and I'm shaking, and everyone I work with must think I'm out of my fucking mind. Well, more than they already thought, out of my mind.
Holy shit, that is funny. I am stealing that.
Tell me that's not a great meme. As soon as I saw it earlier, I was like, Jesus, that's a Joe meme if there ever was one.
You think people are going to get mad? Let's find out.
Oh, I told Dave on the way over, I should have counted my Instagram friends before that I posted this. Because up until now,
But by the way, black people should find that funny because that's funny. Because that's
it's true and hilarious.
No, but the people that would be offended, you know who it would be?
White people.
white people. Of course. Black guy, any, I bet you all the black people that I'm friends with would be like, that's great. And the one black guy you're friends with, Joe's going to love it too.
We're not friends anymore. I hate to break it to you.
The white side of his half-blackness would actually love that meme.
Oh, God.
Get it? Because your friend who's black is half-black.
Yeah.
Because you would only hang out with 50% of him.
Dude, Kojo's full black. He just
You know what?
He just doesn't live around here anymore.
I love Kojo. He's been posting a lot of stuff on Facebook.
I no longer have my
really funny shit.
I don't have my black friend. We still talk on Facebook. Does that count?
I have a black Facebook friend. Black friend.
I'm not around you all the time. Fucking, I would assume we're friends, Joe. But I guess we're not. I guess since I don't live around you, now I know what you what you consider a friend. I get you.
No, I mean,
I gotta do coke with you in a Billy Joel concert. I guess watching you blow up with Molly at Bonnaroo doesn't count as friendship.
That's not what I meant.
Wow,
you took that in the toll.
That's true. You totally dissed Royce on that whole Bonnaroo.
What's really fucking annoying about Royce, he can do shit like this where I know he doesn't believe what he's saying, but I still feel bad. He's a piece of shit. I still feel like I owe an explanation, even though I know he's just fucking around. Bastard.
I actually have audio of Joe after a music festival.
Do you now?
In Westworld. Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's hear
Westworld.
It.
Nice.
Hey, you got any serotonin boosters? I am fucking drained.
That did sound exactly like you, Joe.
God, I wish I brought Fexer to fucking Bonnaroo after that Molly.
Seriously,
holy
dude.
Shit. That
yeah, because there's nothing better than taking Molly and then taking something that's going to fucking manipulate your serotonin the next day.
Well, I needed some to come back.
You're depleted as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I need some help. You know.
But I'm all fair.
I was still trying to figure out my dose because I started again recently, and I take it. I've been taking it around 5 or 6. Because here's my logic. Fuck it. I'll just say it. I wasn't talking about this in the air, but whatever. It only takes a week. See, Dave, a week, and it's out there.
Yeah, man.
I've been. It's a 24-hour extended release drug, and I've taken Effexor years ago, and I know it works. It works with me as far as keeping me good mood, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Energetic, motivated. You know, all the things I'm not. So, I remember the side effect. The only side effect that sucked when I was dating a chick at the time was I could fuck for 4 hours, too. And it'd still be like a process to come. I'd have to...
I could fuck for
reality
four,
fucking or
I'd
real?
Have to pull...
I love it because I could fuck for 4 hours, too.
I'm trying to be realistic. I have to pull out and use my own hand because I know what's best for my cock. No one else does. And just jerk off on her stomach.
That's a t-shirt.
And I would drip sweat while I'm doing it. Now, here's the thing. Again, 24-hour drug. So I'm thinking, okay, this time. If I take it around 5:30, 6 o'clock, then the next day, if I end up knowing I'm going out or seeing a girl, I cannot take it. It'll be out of my system. No fuck problems, right?
Wrong.
Wrong, yes, because I get the energetic boost, which means I take it around 5 or 6, and then I try to go to sleep and have to fight that with sleeping pills. When I say sleeping pills, I mean copious amounts of alcohol and Xanax. Then I wake up 4 hours late for work every day for the past 7 days. And I have to explain my situation. When all along, if I had just started, like I'm going to do tomorrow, take it in the morning, and I'll be energetic and good throughout the day, I didn't worry about whatever I'm not fucking anyway right now. You know?
Cross that bridge when you get there, man.
Yeah. I love it. But it's... It's like half the dose I was at a couple years ago, last time I took it. So I'm assuming, I don't know yet, but I'm assuming the effect won't be as prominent.
Probably.
Yeah, you know, I just common sense, right? The more the dose, the bigger the effect. I need you to agree with me.
Like, yes, no, you're right. Joseph, you're right.
Thank you for that. That's all I need to hear. All right.
Your logic is
because I guarantee you half of it is mental. Like, I already had this in my head that it's going to happen because of last time.
I'll be fair.
And it's going to fuck with me and my dick.
I agree. And I'll tell you that nothing affects a boner more. Not whiskey, not coke, not anything than your when it gets
state.
In your head.
Absolutely.
And that will fuck you up.
And one of the things is when I noticed this when I took Effexor last time I was with the chick. I'd be more in tune to things around me. I don't know if I was more. But if the TV was on and it was like left on Investigation Discovery and there was some chick being killed, I'd almost lose my heart on it because I'd focus on that. I'd be too distracted and I'd lose my fucking run.
How do I slice this bitch's throat and chop her into pieces and put her in a dumpster outside of Red Lobster like this bitch?
Actually, Dave, the thing was that idea disgusted me. That's not why otherwise.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
I just want to put that on record.
I didn't blow up your sponge.
I did. Thank you. Sure. No. Yeah. So, yeah. She's dead. I'm like a little over 3 weeks in, and I'm just now realizing, all right, yeah, I probably shouldn't drink and do more Xanax at night to keep force myself to sleep, because I didn't last night. I didn't drink. And I was up till 4 in the morning hysterically laughing in my bed about me and Nick's cocaine bathroom story, which is why I thought it would be more funny on the air than it was. But that was keeping me up hysterical, and I'm like, I should be taking this in the morning because it's giving
you
me
just
energy.
Decided to tell us the story when you walked out like a fucking T-Rex.
I've been forcing myself to pass out through all of my good moods for the past 3 weeks. I got
that, dude. That's
not take
fun.
It in the morning.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Fucking get yourself to the peak of the day and then fucking knock yourself out. Like, that's bullshit.
And, you know, I've never had a problem with, you know, my face will make a girl come faster than my dick. So I got no problem with that. I'll just go to the bathroom and drink.
You know some blind paraplegic bitches?
What? Wait, that's a think about it joke. Yeah.
My face will make a bitch come faster than my dick.
Wow, really? Who are you fucking?
Oh, I'm saying my you know, my tongue.
Like you were talking about your tongue.
Yeah, my tongue. Oh. And not my eyes and the rest.
I thought you meant the
beard. Just the tongue. No, just the
tongue
part.
You meant the Kevin Corrigan
beard. No, just the tongue part. Tongue part. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Please continue.
Hi, Roy. You still there?
No, yeah. I'm waiting for you to finish.
Asshole. Yeah, I'm done.
He could use a little bit of black hole sun right now, Roy.
I could use a half night stand to test this theory out.
I'm not a guy who runs things to the ground, so I'm not gonna. You have any extended release caps
behind? Some advice from my friend Royce, who lives in Florida, but he's still my friend. I thought maybe I get some input, but I get silence and I get black hole sun on a piano.
Joe is going to have one of the old school heroin, like the kits that they had back then with the suction thing.
How does it go there? What is it?
I don't know. You're the one with the problem.
What are you talking about?
You're the one with the problem.
What does that even mean?
Joe,
I was talking about
actually the intervention you were fearing.
I was talking about a legal drug that does similar things with your brain. It touches the happy spot.
All drugs are legal if you ignore the law.
Yeah, I do that too, but I'm talking about the actual real legal ones that the courts recognize as being legal. Not
the ones
me.
That are probably worse for you than the illegal ones.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Yes. God damn it. Don't you get my point?
I got it now. Oh, fuck.
Which goes back to your original question, Royce. How do people go through life sober? I don't understand it either.
I don't either.
Because I have to be on something.
Look, you know what the funny thing
is?
Is
not just because I hate myself.
No, life is horrifying.
It's one of the reasons.
And everybody tells you, you know, like anybody who doesn't actually partake in recreational drugs.
They're all faggots.
Yeah, they're a bunch of faggots. And they sit there and tell you that you shouldn't take...
Don't do this, don't do this, don't smoke weed, don't do coke, don't do pills, blah, blah, blah.
Because your experience with them was, I never took them. Oh.
Right, exactly.
At the same time, they're shoving fucking Skittles down their throat.
Those assholes are addicted to sugar, caffeine, whatever pills their doctor puts them on that are acceptable for them that suddenly fit into their fucking mold of what's healthy and what's not. But at the same time, it's like, what's the difference between what your doctor says is okay versus what actually works for you? Nothing other than an FDA stamp on it. So
have you
the
seen
alone.
The View? Women are addicted.
No.
I would argue that's worse than heroin.
You're right. Listen, they love that fucking, what's her name? Who's that crazy bitch? Joy Behar. They love her. Joy Behar is literally the hot dose that kills a motherfucker who shoots up. Okay? So everybody's Joy Beharing. They're mainlining that shit all day.
I have to go back for a second.
If you say you find Joy Behar attractive or sexy, I'm leaving.
No.
Because you started laughing when I said Joy Behar.
No, I was
like,
laughing at the chat. I'm sorry. I just looked at the chat and Molly goes, I thought you were bragging about how handsome you were. You make a bitch come with just my shining face. To go back to your point. Sorry. I had to read that. That's why I was hysterical. But go ahead. The View.
Yeah, Joy Behar's a fucking, she's a piece of shit.
Okay, good.
That's all I got for that. Royce, go ahead. What do you got to say?
Oh, I'm good. I forgot now.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
I agree with the Joy Behar thing, though.
Isn't she a piece of shit? Like,
she kind of is.
Ugh, I hate that bitch.
On The View, she's the only, like, comic one that isn't, or wouldn't be, like, PC, I would guess. I never watched it, but from what I've seen outside of The View, she's the one that always stands up for comics, or used to, anyway.
She's very, very outspoken about things that she doesn't like. And makes no qualms about literally tearing other people apart and just being one-sided about everything. It's kind of disappointing, to be fair. I mean, even Whoopi's a little bit more...
What?
Whoopi's a little bit more
you're
fair and even
her?
Balanced.
What?
She doesn't have eyebrows, though. Remember that.
Yeah, Whoopi
you
doesn't
can never
have eyebrows.
Trust the person
you're right.
She's
like a Ninja Turtle.
Especially if they're painted on afterwards.
Whoopi's like a Ninja Turtle with
like
dreadlocks.
Royce's
no eyebrows.
Do.
My people, don't even start. That's actually more of a Puerto Rican thing.
I know. I'm kidding.
I don't like that because you know what? Royce isn't Puerto Rican. Royce is Cuban, B.
I am Cuban, which is basically...
He's Cuban, B.
Yeah. Cubans are basically Republicans for the most part.
Ding, ding.
They are. They're like the only Hispanics.
They're winners. Yeah, man. They're winners. Right now.
I'm not saying, you know... Look, all I'm saying is
you're
is
a self-hating Cuban.
I am. I've been called that my entire life, and I agree I am. Let me explain why. This will be fun.
Okay.
When you live in South Florida, the thing that a lot of people do is they go on cruises because on the off season they still need to fill the ships up from like for weekend cruises for like $200.
So you are you telling me those Caribbean
like thing, right?
Are you telling me those Caribbean cruise line things are real where they give you a free cruise to tell your friends? No.
Oh, not the free things, but what they do is like when
last minute things, right? Like
yeah, last minute things.
Rooms,
like
yeah.
Usually, if you live in Miami, the port's okay. Right there. So,
right.
For like a weekend cruise, seriously, we've done it before to the Bahamas, only $200, and all the food's included on the boat. You just have to buy booze, you know. Yeah,
and it's good,
beautiful.
Dude, yeah, fucking great. I mean, it's fun.
Filet,
Carnival's my
lobster,
favorite because
all that stuff, right? I mean, like awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Carnival's my favorite because usually there's younger people on it. Like Norwegian Cruise Line's more like older people go. I don't know why, but I think it's probably because Carnival's cheaper. But anyway.
They always have the comic. Do they have the cruise line?
Joe,
comic?
Do you understand how much I love?
I know. That's got to be on your list of you have to go to.
You don't understand. We got to plan one day. We all got to go. Understand. Some sort of MLR cruise. We have to figure this out.
Ooh, I like that.
It would be fucking brilliant.
Can you imagine that?
It would be acceptable for me to suck as a host.
Dude, it would be so much fun. You could rent out rooms and stuff on there, too. So anyway, the comics, you have to go to them because cruise ship comics, that's where comics go to die, right? So,
or where they start to die.
They're so terrible, dude. The jokes are all about... They're all... Okay.
They're all water-related?
They're all cruise-related jokes. Swear to God.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. You have to convince me.
But, anyway,
it's like doing a show in the fucking Himalayas and making a bunch of jokes about fucking Sherpas.
Snow caps.
Yeah, like, I mean, who are you trying to appeal to? Mm.
So this is why I'm a self-hating Cuban, because those $200 usually for the cruise ships, usually they get filled up with a bunch of Cubans, right? Cubans are, when they're alone, when they're like by themselves, they're fine. But when they're in packs, they're so loud.
That's what I say about other people.
It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuban men are probably the most macho, like fucking alpha macho kind of guys. Totally homophobic, bro. Like, you know how we joke around, like, go grab your dick or you send me dick pics? Like, if you were to fuck around with a real Cuban and send him a dick pic, he would fucking fly to New York and kick your ass.
Right.
Like, that's how they are.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I know.
Joe's in trouble tonight.
Very, very macho, like, And it's just loud and annoying.
Joe was sending dick pics to Ariel Castro just like an hour ago.
And Raul Castro.
And Raul, yeah. You're in deep
shit.
That
took over?
Yeah. Is Ariel Castro a baseball player? Is that where I got that from?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it.
So it sounds like it. He's probably a baseball player. Yeah, so Raul's the better answer. Thanks, Royce. You're right. You're
100%
right.
Two biggest exports from Cuba are tobacco and shortstops. That's a fact. You can look it up.
You're right. You're right. The shortstops they export are claimed to be 12, though, and they're really like 24.
What's really in your cigars that make them so special?
I don't know. I actually read somewhere that it's just the soil, the way it is there. It just happens to make it.
I always thought it was like an extra drug in there.
No, I read that there's THC, a certain amount of THC in the actual.
I don't think that that's true.
I don't think that's true either, because that doesn't really make sense.
It's just the dirt. Like,
everyone would make their own Cuban cigars.
Right, exactly.
The dirt, and the reason that they were there, Bacardi was started in Cuba because they already had the sugar canes.
Right.
So they made it like there. But I would fucking go back now that they opened it up. It's supposed to be really pretty and shit. And you get prostitutes.
I was going to ask you that. You would seriously go there?
Yeah. You get prostitutes now for
$5.
Wait,
you say go back?
There.
You've been there?
No, I would go. I haven't been.
Oh.
I would go.
Okay.
I've never been. I would go now. Why not? Who gives a fuck?
Mm.
Like, I don't give a shit. Like, well, it would be a reason not to go, you know? I mean, they're not going to make me stay. I speak English well enough, I think.
I think you do.
I get away with it, I think.
Over the phone, you sound Caucasian, so you're good.
Wow, thank you. That's the best compliment I've had all day.
Should be.
Phone etiquette's important. It lets people know what color you are, even though they can't see you.
All right. All right, so are we getting rid... Oh, this is a video that goes along with this this quarter night... What is it? Half night stand? Oh. This is a video from the Huffington Post. I'm just going to say, if you enjoy puns, you'll be a big fan of those.
I love puns.
Do you like puns? Because
so much fun.
I see some coming. But let's check out some of the video. Tell us more about this.
A one-night stand is somebody you meet, you hook up with. And
okay, I thought this was about men and women. What is this?
Why are you basing things on gender, Joe? It's current year.
Oh, all right. So let's listen to this fag.
And you really never see them or talk to them again after that.
One-night stands. A moment of sexual promiscuity and exploration of people's
You were
body.
Hot for a second when you talked out of the side of your mouth. Now?
He's under usually drunken circumstances. Yeah. Sometimes not. I have never had one, but I have had moments where people slept over and I was like, we're not doing it. This is not going to be a one-night stand. Just like spent the whole night like cuddling and kissing, which probably made the guy feel awesome. But you know, all those guys that spent the night just kissed and cuddled, every single one of those people, and not that there were many, I think there was like three, they all like ended up being like obsessed with me. I think that
yeah, because you left them fucking with blue balls, you stupid bitch. What the fuck is she talking?
They ended up being obsessed with me and I don't know why.
Oh, what a fucking self-important cunt.
Oh my god.
Can she be that oblivious? Does she not know what she's doing?
Yes.
Wait, but she sounds.
What happens when an entire generation all get trophies, Joe? This is what happens.
She's talking like she's actually confused. The three times I've let three different guys stay over and kiss and cuddle all night, but no more. They keep coming back and talking to me, and I don't know why. She's really confused.
Because they probably want.
Holy shit! Of course. I fucking hate this bitch.
That's like the trick. Like you give them a taste, and then suddenly you're like the girl of their dreams.
No. A one night stand is pretty much somebody who doesn't have any connection to your life at all, except for the fact that their penis is inside of your vagina.
A one night stand is where at least one party knows that this is only a one time thing.
I have had.
Well,
a
if one party yet. Knows, then what's the point? Both have to know. Otherwise, it's just it's leading them on. It's
or the rape.
You're getting. Well, that's the fun part, but they haven't covered that yet.
I'm in college, okay?
I don't care.
Me defending myself.
I mean, yeah, I've had a one-night stand. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I knew what was going to happen. Like,
AIDS.
We kept flirting. I was like, so my place or yours?
I'm in no place
look,
to judge anyone
screams,
that wants to.
Dave, when you're pissing, you missed this fucking cunt face right here.
Ooh.
See? Look at her. Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I can see it. There's look already at, that smug that. Look of just like,
look at the definition of the reason cunt is in the dictionary. Look at her. She was just saying before, she just had three separate occasions, three guys, Dave, where she would have them stay over, but she wouldn't let them do anything more than kiss and cuddle. And she doesn't understand why they keep calling her and talking to her.
Because you led them on by letting them stay at your fucking place and kissing and cuddling with them. If you sleep next to a motherfucker and you let him cuddle against you and feel your fucking snatch up against him and it's hot and everything else and it feels like it's all this is going to happen at some point, he's going to keep calling. But I'll be fair with you. If it doesn't happen the first night, there's a second opportunity. If it doesn't happen the second night, done.
Or you could do the Joe Coletta rule and do the 90th time and finally get fucked.
Nah, there's got to be something special even for there to be a second opportunity. If it doesn't happen
there
by
was
the second,
something special.
Done.
It was called her pussy. And it took 90 times, so it worked, remember?
I do remember it happened once. It worked.
So,
once.
You know, there's exceptions to the rules.
Yeah, Joe tears down that friend zone with his giant cock.
I do. I really do. One way or another.
Explore their sexuality.
Say it
not
that
up
way,
to
Joe.
Me to...
That's not the way. That did not come out the way you expected.
You know what? You're right. I take that back.
One way or another.
I used it as a rubber hose to beat their face.
So I was like, joke's on you, pal. I'm happily divorced for 20 years.
And he said, I'll take your kids. I don't have kids.
I don't have kids.
Joke's on you, pal. I said, buddy, callback. This is not the way to deal with me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got to piss. I'll be right back.
I hurry up because I'm getting to that scene right now. Oh, fuck. We can't do that and not play it.
No, we'll give it a second on that, but...
What, honey?
I said we'll give it a second on that till Royce gets back.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll...
You want to go back to this?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to hear more about this judgmental, fucking egotistical,
self-important cunt.
Yeah. Oh, that's my pussy's gold.
Their sexual behavior. So one night stands, like, go for it. If it makes you feel
good.
But
you don't. You leave them on.
That's all that matters to me.
I feel like a one night stand is not that bad. I mean, hey, sometimes you have needs, so you got to do what you got to do.
So you got to suck that dick.
Open your asshole
you
for that nigga.
Open your asshole and take that AIDS jizz in your asshole.
I will say this, what I've noticed. I feel like with me, after a one-night stand, I don't care after.
My asshole
but
hurts
my
a lot
friends
next
who are
day.
Girls really do care. They're like,
did you say girls? Oh, my friends who are girls really do care. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're gay. I mean, like, dude, you go on Grindr and shit, and you meet random people and fuck them, like, wherever. It's not about relationships with you.
Well, that's the only thing I envy about the queers.
My God, like, did I do it right?
1960s radio coming at you.
What's going to happen? I'm like, the deed is done.
I think one-night stands are okay if both parties are aware. Like, I think a guy can do that if a girl can do that. I think a girl can do that if a guy can do that. If they want to do it together, more power to them.
I don't think one-night stands are a bad thing. I think that if it's something that you're comfortable with, you know, go for it. I think that everybody should have the sexual freedom.
All right, whatever, ugly bitch from Roseanne.
Whatever,
I don't care.
Have fun and do what you gotta
like
do.
Miami,
I just blossom. Think that everybody should sort of be honest.
Okay,
with
wrong
other.
TV
I
show.
I think that if you lie to a girl or a guy to get him into bed,
so far I've learned
stand,
nothing.
That's
by the way,
not okay.
No, so far,
maybe it's because I'm
Post.
Talking over all these slits.
No, Huffington Post is interviewing people who are very, very shallow.
Mom says, "Calm down,
cowpoke
Coletta."
Cowpoke Coletta.
Mom says, "Is that Eddie Murphy?"
Yes.
Yes, Eddie Murphy's the one. He was saying yes.
I mean, I know you like trannies, but you I just saw you. It seems like you fuck guys.
Yes, well, sometimes, you know, it's the trannies. It turns out to be a guy, and all of a sudden, they ain't no vagina. It's just a dick, and then next thing you
no
know...
No tits either?
Well, there might be tits, but they might have had him trans, you know, put in and still kept the dick. So the next thing you know, you bring him back to your place, and you're like, yo, Charlie, get the fuck out of the place. Charlie's like, yo, I need a place to sleep tonight. Charlie, I'm going to fuck this fucking tranny on your bed. Charlie's like, no, and I'm like, yes. And he goes, okay, I'm going to leave, and I'm like, good, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
You know, clarification.
Now I understand.
Right? Now I understand. Eddie Murphy.
There was a lot of holes and whatnot. And he asked me.
Nice. Cop pulls a gun on me and he says, you better sign the statement. I said, buddy, that's the exact wrong way to deal with me. I mean, the idea that I would do something like this is crazy.
John Patrick Winslow, a car wash sign spinner at the corner of 31st and Alamo, was working one evening. Now, this young man was very popular due to his special style where he would spin the sign and ride the sign like
now.
A rocket. At about 9:13 that evening, a car approached the young man. The driver proceeded to fire a .357 caliber pistol at Mr. Winslow. At the same time, a creamsicle truck pulled up 100 yards up the street. A policeman, or should I say, a policewoman, because she was a woman, heard the shots and went after the gunman's car. She fired 6 times, hit nothing but
the... Oh, did I miss the... Hang on.
Cop puts this confession in front of me, and it says that I killed the man. Why would I sign something like this, you know? And he says, you're going to sign it. And I said, I'm not going to sign anything without my realtor looking it over first.
Realtor.
And he says, you're going to sign it, but you're never going to see a wife again. I said, guess what? I'm happily divorced for 11 years. And he says, guess what then? You're never going to see your kids again. I said, I don't have any kids. You know, something's wrong with my ex-wife's uterus. I don't want to go into it in detail, but her ovaries kind of recoil back like a vacuum cleaner cord.
How could I forget that part?
I don't want to go into it. I won't go into it because of privacy reasons is the next line. I think.
Yeah. So we'll just leave it at that, even though he just went into all of it.
He went into all of it.
You can check your highlights.
What?
Highlights?
No.
Check? All
right. Let's get back to the twats.
Honest and be like, hey, I'm looking for fun. Because there's a lot of people out there who are looking for the same thing. But if
well,
you take
fun
a girl
isn't leading
who
a guy
is very
on.
Emotionally attached or a guy who's very emotionally attached, it's not somebody you want to have a one-night stand with.
They're obviously not good.
But
I don't think
do you...
it's, like, wow. healthy for anyone, like, physically and mentally. But I think people do it because they're trying to get something out. It may not even
yeah,
be that, like,
nut.
Sexual Tom. Desire. Some people do it because, like, they're going through something or, like, whatever it is, people are complicated. I think that it's not necessarily great, but it's not necessarily bad.
The way I see a one-night stand what? Is you what literally was that don't statement? Know each other.
So that was just rhetoric. That was rhetoric.
That you know very well. They're saying nothing. I don't really consider that a one-night stand. I think that's two people who know each other who have had sex. When I think of one-night stand, I think of somebody you met at random, took right. home, had sex with them, and have no intention.
All right, Joe. Joe. Joe.
There's some people who are like...
Joe.
Yeah.
Sorry. These hosts are broken. We have to take them back in.
We need reprogramming immediately. So
clearly, they're talking nonsense. We
Get
have
out
to
your
bring
foldable
back.
iPad.
Oh my God! They're not saying anything. Seriously,
no, this is, dude. We're 3 minutes in. This is 7 minutes long, which I will not bear.
No,
so
I won't.
So it's like
either.
Sometimes guys come and they want to put their penis in me. I don't know why.
Some just want to deposit something, and some just want to, like, you know, hang out for a little bit and drink all of your milk in your fridge, and then go home after they're done, you know, nutting in your butthole. And,
what are
and
straight
what are you
cats?
Do?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what the
milk
fuck.
In the fridge.
Yeah, they open your fridge, they drink your.
Anyway,
milk.
I don't mind taking the Uber anyway because it's on my daddy's credit card.
Sometimes I pay for their ride home, too, just to get them out of my apartment.
Yeah.
So I can watch reruns of Westworld.
Equal rights and all.
Oh, that just really made me angry.
Well, here, hang on. Wait. No. I like this because now we have somebody who shares the name with a celebrity here. That's why people who prefer a half-night stand should be transparent with their sexual partners, said Seth Meyers.
What?
Not of SNL Seth Meyers or of...
the one who helped write the documentary now.
No. Not the one who used to lick Lorne Michaels' balls and smack his cock around his mouth.
So just a nobody then.
Yeah, but he's a psychologist and the author of Dr. Seth's Love Prescription.
What?
Overcome relationship repetition syndrome and find the love you deserve. So this is a guy who's saying overcome the
that
relationship.
That is a title for four different
that
books.
That you have. Yeah, exactly. He mentions prescriptions, relationships, repetition, and the love you deserve. Those are four separate topics. Otherwise, it's the most comprehensive book on love ever. But according
you know
to him,
it's a pamphlet. It's like 40 pages.
You open it up, it's like a fold-out thing. Like, why should you go become a Jehovah's Witness? Well, because...
Be that's sure too many steps. The only steps Joe's need are 12, and one of them is making amends.
Yeah. The 11th step is fumbling for your keys as you trip over a concrete step walking into your place. That's the 11th step of Joe's 12-step
I couldn't
program.
Get past the prayer. That's why I left. I didn't even get to step one.
That's literally not even the first step.
I didn't even get to step one. I just went,
I don't blame you.
I got to huddle in a group, and you're telling me I don't have to believe in God, and I could say my higher power is something else. But we start and end with God grant me the serenity. So what, this is a prayer. I'm not stupid. You're saying the words God grant. I'm not. No. Bye.
It doesn't have
bye.
To.
Bye. I'm buying a drink.
It doesn't have to
I'm
be the same one God.
I'm going to get a
God.
Drink now.
But do you understand that it doesn't have to be the
bye.
Same one God?
Bye.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's a great way to fucking do the show. But did you ever notice that like the word God doesn't have to be representative of
that's what
one
they,
God
that's what they
that, of the Christian religion
I know that
could be gods. The Greeks, the Egyptians, they all had dozens of gods.
I don't believe in Zeus either. No.
You don't have to believe in Zeus, okay? No. This isn't about Zeus. This is about the god of drunkenness. What do they call him? Alkalisimus?
Oh, okay. See, now if only they told
me. I could sell
you on
if only
they
anything.
Described it like that.
Alkalisimus.
But then my god is still my alcohol, so why am I here? Bye.
Hey, listen. Then you thank that your alcoholic drug, God.
Right.
You thank him for saying, you know what?
Lighten up?
No.
Or ease up on the...
Ease up.
Right.
Ease up.
I do that.
Don't blame me.
I did that
I'm
on my own.
I'm the god of alcohol. But don't blame me. You make your own decisions.
I'm not supposed to drink that much on Effexor. So I did that on my own.
You do.
By reading the caution labels on a prescription bottle. So
that drinking alcohol on this medication can enhance its effects. That's what you mean when you say you follow the fucking warnings on the bottle.
Yeah, so I don't have to drink as many as I used to because effects are like doubles the
you follow them negatively
alcohol.
For the warning, not affirmatively. That's a good job.
But however you want to put it.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like you guys solved the North Dakota pipeline issue.
Holy shit.
We're not here to judge.
Yeah, look, I'm not here to judge anybody. That's for damn sure. By the way, Mal, thank you for noticing my battle with the camera. I'm sure you've seen it. I've been doing...
Well, blame Hammy, not me. It's not my shitty fucking camera.
Wow, that's mean considering he's letting you use the studio.
Right? I mean, like,
well, it's
come
too
on,
fucking hot in here. Where's the thermostat?
Like, come on.
You could be a real curmudgeon sometimes, Joe.
yeah, you and Mark Margolis, you cocksucker.
That was... Wow.
You want to talk about a callback?
I forgot about that one.
What a curmudgeon.
That's where can a cowpoke get a signed yield poster around here?
Oh, shit. Wow.
Miami MILF is leaving us for the evening already, really early.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, honey. Sexy girl.
Why didn't you call her Felicia? That's your name.
I didn't know that till right now.
Royce told me.
I don't think I believe him. Royce has a lot of lies.
It's from.
See, he's lying.
I know. Bye, Felicia.
He lied to us. From Friday. You're just playing along.
Bye, Felicia's from Friday. Bye, Felicia.
Now I'm sick that you know that.
Why do you have a problem with people not... You remember, Joe only wants his things that he's already seen. That's it.
Yeah.
How does that... Think about what you just said. I only watch things that I've already seen.
I know what I said.
That's impossible.
Oh, no, that's right. He watched War Dogs this week, Roy. So he watch clearly things is expanding I've already beyond his seen? Face. I mean, like, what?
How is that humanly possible?
You have everything on
DVD. I don't
know,
Joe. You tell me. You're the one doing it.
Joe has a DVD collection that would blow anybody's Blu-ray. Mind. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Joe buys
Excuse
the enhanced
me.
Penny
I didn't realize you were a chic.
Oh. Joe's like, don't you dare say I own everything on DVD. It's Blu-ray 1080p with 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound, motherfucker.
I buy everything twice, just like my CDs and vinyl. Twice.
What about your VR headset? You buy a second one?
No, but I got a free cardboard one with that subscription website. And I stared at it looking at the diagram of how to put it together because it comes flat, of course. And you got to make a... And I gave up. I'm like, someday I'll YouTube directions on this fucking thing. But I don't know. I already got a plastic one that works fine. Whatever. But yeah, part of the $70 subscription is they send you a free cardboard
VR headset.
I thought Royce was kidding about last week. But they...
Oh, no, that's legit.
But yeah.
I looked into it actually after the show. When I saw that, I was like, really? They give you this fucking cardboard
And it's not from
setup?
Google. It's some free VR goggles. I think you can just...
Yeah, they're super easy to make.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you just... get them for free without even joining a site like I did. Right. I have no idea how to put them together, but like I said, I'll do some research on that.
Yep, you mean masturbate later?
Yeah, with my other ones that are already set up.
Joe would be the only one wearing VR goggles in Westworld.
He'd be wearing what? VR goggles fucking a host. What? The host. It'd be Maeve. She'd be sitting there like, darling, what are we doing here right
Wait,
now?
These tits don't line up with the ones I'm seeing. No.
And that's when she slices your throat. That's what you get for wearing fucking VR goggles while you're fucking a host in a fucking fake amusement park.
Sorry, I could only come when I think I'm at a Soundgarden concert.
When I think I'm at a fucking concert.
Wow, I have my memories of them. But yeah, no, I probably wouldn't last long as a host because they do... So you can be killed. So
they reprogram you, yeah. They repurpose you nonstop.
But I probably get killed every day with my mouth.
Oh, you'd be killed by the fucking guests in the park nonstop.
Killed immediately.
Dude, you'd be shoveling somebody's horse's shit because it's your programming, and someone would come and go, that's right, boy, shovel that shit. And you'd go, you fucking serious?
And to be fair, unless they open up a Guido world, you're not going to fit in at Westworld.
I'm not a fucking Guido.
You look and act like
I'm
one.
I'm wearing a long-sleeve Bonnaroo t-shirt. How am I a Guido?
Royce is WW. It's WAP world.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Royce understands how the Italians worked back then. It was WAP world.
Back when?
In the fucking...
Not a Mason.
The cowboy days.
Do you need me to do the whole speech about the Moors? Because I'll do it.
I'm not Sicilian. That was only in Sicily.
You eggplant.
So they couldn't swim farther up, so they just stopped in Sicily.
You're the a cantaloupe. Moors, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, you're a cantaloupe.
They could only swim so far, thankfully. They just made it to Sicily, didn't get to actual Italy.
My name is Vincent Cacardi. I work as counsel for a man you might have heard of, Blulu Boyle. You haven't heard of me. I've heard of Blulu Boyle. I love Walken's little grunt.
That's when Walken's was still trying to act. Now he's just
man. And that scene was like, in my opinion, one of the greatest scenes I've ever seen in my life. Like that. That movie is incredible. Tarantino's best. I don't care if he didn't direct it or what.
I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Could I
I have one of those Chesterfields now.
Chesterfields. Fuck those Winchesters.
Sure. You got a match? Oh, wait, no. I don't bother.
My favorite thing Walken ever did was this scene. And I love everything he does, but this was remarkable. His face, response to everything.
You're Sicilian, huh? You know, I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers.
Well, you know it's Tarantino.
Exactly.
Sounds like they're in Westworld.
I was in the fucking bathroom pissing Royce, and I swear to God, I'm listening through the door going, is Royce playing fucking Soundgarden again?
Black blood
swear
up into their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily.
By the way, this is all true.
And the Moors are niggers. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, then the Moors moved in there and...
moved in or raped and pillaged.
They changed the whole country.
However you want to put
they
it.
They did so much fucking with Sicilian women.
Or raping, however you want to put it.
That they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why...
blonde hair?
Blonde hair and blue eyes became... black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me.
Here it is.
Great
to
scene.
To think that
right
to
here.
This day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigga gene.
Oh.
Now this
is why are they carrying some black on
I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
This is the you know you're gonna die now.
Exactly. Oh no, that was exactly what it was.
Yeah. Your ancestors are niggas. Hey. Yeah. And your great 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 grandmother fucked a nigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she had a half nigger kid.
Yeah.
Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying?
No. It's you.
Cause you.
Joe.
Your part. Eggplant.
No! Is Gandalfini laughing too?
Yeah, it's so hey, dark in the back. Hey. You're a cantaloupe.
No! You got it.
Oh, you know my deep end. I still love you.
It's beautiful.
I do. I got it in a new place somewhere.
I watch it one night.
Let me see that.
I love how you can tell exactly.
I love the turn laugh.
Yeah, it's so great.
I haven't killed anybody since 1984.
Oh. By the way, that scene, that movie, phenomenal. Anybody who hasn't seen True Romance, and if you're a Tarantino fan especially.
Tarantino's first screenplay.
Yeah, fantastic. Tony Scott directed it, but the cast was, I mean, like, it was Walken and Dennis Hopper and Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Brad Pitt, James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
You were in it, too.
What?
Kevin Corrigan. You played like the guy.
Look at Mom.
You're talking
fuck
to
you,
me,
Mom.
You
she pulled a screenshot of my 2003 film.
She wrote, I'm not a Guido.
With my fucking horn necklace, my Italian horn necklace.
So why is there so many pictures of Tarantino dressing like Spike Lee?
he thinks he's black. I think that's why he.
I think he spent enough time.
Okay,
he spent enough time around Samuel Jackson.
Or to write the word.
You're that good. You could do whatever you want.
He wrote it enough times. He feels like he.
Why is he wearing cross colors in this picture?
What is it? What?
Remember cross colors? Oh, come on, man. No. Early 90s was when people wore, like, fucking shit that was, like, yellow and red.
Oh, you mean
and black and
completely
purple
mismatching on purpose?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'd say I do that by accident. So
well,
I didn't
colorblind.
Know what you were talking about.
You're colorblind.
No, I just don't. I don't dress myself like an adult usually. That's all.
The last time Joe bought clothes, George W. Bush was in office.
It's not true. I had to buy clothes when he got kicked out of my house.
He bought clothes at the concert he went to, Royce. I mean, he's
yeah. Oh, that's a good point. All his clothes is just concert t-shirts.
Yeah, new tour shirts. I mean, are you serious?
Bonnaroo. I'm wearing it right now.
There it is.
When's the last time you wore a shirt that had a collar?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
When I got kicked out of my house and I had to stay with Nick, I didn't have time. No. Even sadder. I didn't have time to take clothes with me when I got kicked out, so I had to go to the very five-star rated Kohl's and buy myself a bunch of regular, like, you know.
Oh, Kohl's, when there's not a Ross near you.
It's like one step above Marshall's or TJ Maxx. And, you know.
Is it a step above?
Yes. It is.
Is it? Yeah.
It is. They sell Sean Paul wear there.
I don't
buy it,
wrong.
But they sell it.
I think you're wrong.
Sell what?
Sean Paul's clothing line is at Kohl's. I don't buy it, but
who
it's there.
Who the hell is Sean Paul? Are you talking Sean John?
No, Puffy Puff.
That's Sean John.
Sean John. Sean Paul is
Sean
a reggae
Paul.
Singer.
How many times
are
you going to shit? What did I say?
How many Sean Paul shirts did you buy thinking it was Sean John?
Hey, he changed it again?
No, he was always Sean John.
Diddy. P. Diddy.
P. Diddy's line is Sean John.
It's called Sean John.
Whatever. They sell it, okay? Fuck you.
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. Sean Paul, Mr. Vegas.
I began to November. Is that him?
No, that was actually Wyclef.
Fuck. See, no, it's the John thing. Throw me off.
We started doing Black Talk, and that's where Joe signed off.
I love that he said it's high-end because it has Puff Daddy's clothes in it. What a fucking piece of shit you sound like.
Yeah, so Macy's is high-end now, too, I guess.
It's not?
No. It's the modern-day A&S.
To me, that's like Nordstrom's.
The only time I've ever been to a Neiman Marcus is to shit because their bathrooms are always clean.
And they're fucking sparkling. Those toilets are like asking for abuse.
And they know when I walk in, I am not buying anything there.
I walked into one of those to meet my cousin, Justin, at the mall a couple years ago. And he came back from his banker job. And he's getting his shoe shined. And I'm walking through and I stop. We were going to meet in the fucking Neiman Marcus or whatever it was. But, you know, in the restaurant, in the mall. And we have the same blood. And I said to him, I said, you look like you're my lawyer that just got me off of a fucking coke charge. Like the way I'm dressed and the way he just got done shining.
Yeah, baby. Joe looks like fucking Badger from Breaking Bad.
And his cousin's sitting there going, shoe shine, can I get a shoe shine?
Glancing
and
at his Rolex.
Comes up, I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
The box is wired.
What's going on?
I find that I don't
Why
have
does your
a lot
watch
of
cost more than my car? What happened?
I don't have a lot of common with those people.
We used
I don't
to
know.
Go to STP concerts. What happened? Oh,
anyway. I'm 34 years old and I don't understand how stocks work. Is that good?
I'm 1 year behind you and I have no clue and I have no intention of learning. No idea.
Nothing.
Don't care.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Well, okay.
To me, Vegas is more reliable, or Atlantic City, rather.
Yeah, that's because prostitution's illegal.
Yeah, exactly. You understand with Vegas, you're placing a bet and you could lose your money, but if you're buying stock, you own the stock, so you're not actually going to lose your money.
Considering it's real stock and not just
an actual stake in the company. Yeah.
You know what? I watched The Big Short, okay, my friends?
No. So you're very well educated because Christian Bale sat there and pretended
like
to have
a retard,
one good eye.
Yes.
Yes.
You are correct.
My camera just cleared up as soon as I said that. I feel like I just redeemed myself for the fucking internet radio gods. Royce, did you have anything to do with this? Because I know that you live on Mount Olympus.
Yes, I do. When I speak to him,
he really does.
Wow. And I fuck goats like Zeus.
All right. Well, it's 9 o'clock. We gotta get out of here. We got a long drive back. Until I get my Ethernet out my window, which is just a matter of days at this point. Now that I'm gonna dose my legal drug correct, I'll be like awake during the day. I'll be able to do it.
So loud.
What?
So loud.
Sorry.
Royce, thank you, because I thought it was loud, too. And Joe needs to be corrected every once in a while.
I was
going to
thank you for being on the show. Not for scolding me.
Yeah, Jesus is so loud, though.
I lowered it, though.
Yeah, okay, but the thing is, it's so loud I can't play this.
We'll leave you with this. Have a good... No, keep going.
Okay, I'll play
Have
it out.
Have a good night, everyone. Royce, seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah, buddy. Take care, man.
That was fun, guys. Good night.
Later.
See you later.